The following is a sports presentation of Iowa Catholic Radio. All of the exciting action of Dowling Catholic High School football is brought to you by
Ashworth Vision Clinic,
Construction Professionals,
Dental Associates,
Kemen Industries,
Mercy Medical,
Two Rivers Glass,
Catholic Tuition Organization,
R&R Realty,
St. Gregory Retreat Center,
Northwest Bank,
Tumia and Sons,
Lichtige Family Dentistry,
Bozen the Florist,
Skeffington's,
Steve Giovanni at Raymond James.
And now with tonight's pregame show, here's the voice of Dowling Catholic High School football, Dowling Catholic Hall of Famer, Mark Amadeo.
Each game from here on out is a stepping stone to your ultimate goal is, number one, to make the playoffs, and number two, to get back to the Unidome and hopefully repeat as state champions. But first and foremost, you have to win your first conference game, and it's a stepping stone, and number one takes place tonight.
Well, it's been a busy week, busy day here at Dowling Catholic High School. As Dave mentioned, the Athletic Hall of Fame was going on today. We'll talk more about the inductees. We'll have a couple of those on, those folks on at halftime. We also had the Catholic Football League golf outing this morning, and John Chido was a big part of that. He and his family hosted that out at Blank Golf Course. And, of course, Dave, we had homecoming. The kids voted on homecoming king and queen. We'll talk more about that. So lots of stuff going on. Dave, which one did you most enjoy today?
Hall of Fame, absolutely.
Okay.
It was very impressive. I tell you, the inductees this year have some pretty good resumes, outstanding individuals, and I wanted to go this year to show some support for some, Mary Pick especially, but I this first year I knew every one of them with the exception of one, so I really enjoyed it.
Well, Spencer Navin, a class of 2010, was one of the inductees, along with Amara Darbo, Ben Bozen, Zach Dillon from the 2001 class, and Debbie Connor Kennedy, undefeated tennis player back in 1991, were some of the inductees, along with Mary Pick, the athletic secretary, and Tom Wilson pays a tribute to her during our coaches segment. So very well deserved. John Chow, do you know any of those guys and gals?
Yeah, I know every one of them. At least you heard of or seen them play on the field or –
that's right.
Graduated with one of them.
Well, tonight we have the football game, and you know Dowling looking to continue their winning streak. Ranked number 19th nationally by the USA Today top 25 high school coaches poll. That is quite an honor. I know Tom, you know, kind of downplayed it, Dave, but that is an honor when you're recognized nationally. The only team from Iowa on a top 25 poll with all 50 states, and Dowling at number 19 this week.
Well, absolutely, it's an honor. If I'm not mistaken, this has happened also the last couple of years when Dowling has been ranked by the USA Today. So I did see that this week, and these kids deserve it. They've been playing very well, and they just continue to get better every week.
Well, they certainly do, and of course tonight they're taking on a Sioux City West team who I had the privilege of driving up to the last year with Taylor Bennett. And me and I, Ice and I, had a great trip up there. But John Chido, Sioux City West didn't win a ball game last year. They come in tonight with a 2-2 record, and this is their first district game. And, you know, they have that mentality. We have everything to gain, nothing to lose. And one thing would be knock off Dowling on their winning streak.
Oh, absolutely, Mark. I mean, when you come into a ball game like this, especially a first conference game, they've had some success earlier, which they were unfortunate they didn't have last year. Absolutely, they have nothing to lose and everything to gain in this ball game.
Well, it should be an interesting night. Dave, the weather's going to be a factor. You know, it's in the 90s today, heat index over 100. John knows he was out in the golf course most of the day raising money for Catholic Football League. But warm conditions, and Sioux City West brings five players that go both ways, or two-way players. Dowling has a couple of those, and Dowling's going to be without Jack Keel tonight, who is just being held out of the contest.
Yeah, it's going to be a factor up here, too, in the press box tonight. The air is not on, but... No, you're right, Mark, and depth is really going to come into play tonight, and Sioux City West is really going to probably struggle in that area.
We mentioned Jack being out for Dowling. We're also not going to see Zach Waters, who would get a lot of playing time as a backup quarterback to starter Blake Clark in a game like this possibly. So Zach Prey will be the next man in, and a couple sophomores have made the roster tonight, John Chido.
Yeah, Dominic Marasco and Hank Emmerich is
dressing
tonight.
So they may get some playing time later in the contest. All right, we're live at Valley Stadium. Hope you join us for the broadcast here on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network as we simulcast tonight's game, TV and radio. John Chido will be down the sideline. Dave Marcula will be up here sweating in the press box with me. But coming up next will be the coaches' show. I caught up with head coach Tom Wilson earlier, and we had a conversation about tonight's opponent and last week's recap of the Waukee game. You're listening and watching Dowling Catholic football here on the Iowa Catholic Radio Network and the Central Iowa Sports Network.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, with two licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig. The Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines, 515-440-4610, online at ashworthvision.com.
Thank you, construction professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up, heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, construction professionals.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with a mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Carbaca, Dr. Sarah Lucan, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
Steve DeVinny is proud to serve the Des Moines area at one of the first investment firms to offer a client bill of rights. At Steve DeVinny Wealth Solutions of Raymond James, we believe you have the right to full disclosure regarding the cost and risk to your investments. You also have a right to recommendations that are consistent with the objective of enhancing your financial well-being. Financial advisor Steve DeVinny, 515-221-2385, or online at RaymondJames.com/DeVinny Wealth Solutions. Raymond James & Associates, member New York Stock Exchange, SIPC, Life Well Planned.
Every play, every game, every Friday night, you're listening to Dowling Catholic High School football on the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities, Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
Now joined by head coach Tom Wilson as Dowling takes on Sioux City West tonight. Week one of district football is open district play, District 2 football, Sioux City West and Dowling here at Valley Stadium. And Coach Wilson, thanks for joining us. I know it's been a busy week, homecoming, Athletic Hall of Fame, and a lot of other activities going on at the school.
It sure has, but I'm glad to be here, Mark.
Well, Coach, let's kind of recap last week a little bit. Your last non-district game was against Waukee, and what a battle that was. Tied at 14 with the Waukee Warriors, who was a top-10 team, and you ended up winning 48-21. Quite the second half. I know we talked about a little bit with you on the post-game show, but coming off the Waukee win, talk about this week and preparing for your district opener. You had to feel pretty good about one big test that finally got over with.
Oh, we certainly did, and Waukee's a good football team, and obviously you can see that we were tested in the first half, and in a way we felt fortunate for it to be 14-14, and then, you know, a few adjustments at half, but nothing major, and we just happened to start getting things going our way, and mixed in the passing game with Jason Murray and running the football, and defensively we started to play a lot better than what we had in the first half, so good game against a very good football team. We're certainly looking forward to get into district play.
And the progress of your team, you're in week four. That was a week four game going into week five. And, you know, teams start to really kind of feel themselves out. Kind of you get an identity as a team. I know that's what you're searching for. What's Dowling? You know, what's your identity? I think you found that out. You faced two pretty good teams in Valley and Waukee on back-to-back weeks.
We have, and you know, defensively, we continue to play well. You know, I think we're a different team than what we were a year ago. We were so experienced at the defensive line last year. That's really not the case this year. It's a lot of moving parts, but we hope with their strength and numbers there. You know, Riggs has really been an anchor for us, which we expected him to be, and Keogh made some big plays at linebacker as well. So, you know, I think defensively, we will still hang our hat there, and offensively, we continue to evolve. Our offensive line as a unit continues to improve, and Murray has been fantastic, as we've talked about many times, as has Blake Clark. So as long as he can keep throwing the ball to people like Sam and Goley and Marcus Miller with a big catch this past week, you know, I think he's used his weapons very well.
And, of course, I think you could probably say you've done that too with your team. Marcus Miller, a two-way player. There's a lot of kids that kind of rotate both sides, but they also find an identity no matter where they're playing. And you mentioned a little bit about the identity of the team. You had a lot of injuries starting with. I mean, three players go down with possibly regular season ending injuries, and yet other kids have stepped up. And Marcus Miller has been a two-way player. Probably only wanted to play him on one side of the ball, but now you're playing on both sides.
Well, it's just out of need more than anything else, and it's not something that we want to do. But at the end of the day, you want to get your best players on the field. And we have to be careful. You know, kids like Marcus, kids like John Wagner, John Schmidt, that are seeing time on both sides. You know, we've even had Riggs play a little bit of tight end when we go into two tight end sets. So we just try to take the resources that are available to us and mix in some kids. But our kids have done a good job adapting to the injuries that we've had. And, you know, it's like I told them a long time ago, nobody's going to feel sorry for us, so we've got to figure out a way. And I think our kids have certainly tried to buy into that.
Well, Coach, so the team's got a tremendous streak going now. You won 14 in a row, four-time defending champs. They wear that target with pride, I think, and they want to get better each practice. Something about after the Waukee game, you break down film. Yeah, we've talked about the skill positions and that, but somebody behind the scenes that when you broke down the Waukee film that you were impressed with this week.
You know, really, I think there's a lot of them. But, you know, Jack Bertram is a kid that I don't think gets the notoriety that he deserves. He is our free safety. He was an outside backer a year ago. He's just kind of the quarterback of the defense, and he's somebody that I think is really, really important to us. And so it's fun to watch him play. He's so much fun to coach, and as I mentioned, a really important cog in what we do. But, you know, I'm just pleased as a unit. You know, I guess one other person on offense that I think doesn't get the notoriety is Levi Hummel. He blocks his rear end off, and he doesn't say a word, but he plugs away each and every day. Just a blue-collar kid, much like what his brother was, and he's kind of doing the dirty work so Murray can look good, and we certainly appreciate that.
Well, that and Blake Clark's had a lot of time back there, quarterback, and Sam Ngoli called out your quarterback last week. Blake's had a tremendous year in his senior year, and Levi has been one of those kids that, we've had that fullback that doesn't carry the ball a whole lot during the year, but he does the dirty things, and that's a great mention.
Well, and it's, you know, it was Connor Pitts last year. You know, we finally put Connor in at the end of the year at tailback so he could carry the ball a time or two. And it's just, they're kind of a glorified guard, to be honest with you. But our kids take pride in it. They've got to be tough, physical, smart. And fortunately, we've been able to find those guys. And Levi's it for us this year.
Visit with head coach Tom Wilson, Dowling Catholic, before tonight's game, Sioux City West and Dowling Catholic, the opening game of District 2 football. Maroons coming with a record of 4-0, Sioux City West 2-2. Back to Coach Wilson about tonight's opponent, the Sioux City West Wolverines, here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Mercy Medical Center, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. Mercy is a Catholic hospital that provides complete care for Central Iowans. Mercy has you covered with care for adults and children. From the cardiovascular care at the Iowa Heart Center to the pediatric services of Mercy's Children's Hospital and clinics. With more than 50 primary care clinics in the Des Moines area, there is a convenient Mercy location near you. Online at mercydesmoines.org. Mercy, live up.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, creating commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. Also serving your home needs by creating custom frameless shower doors, mirrors, glass tabletops, and specialty glass. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Design, fabrication, and installation. 515-222-4860. Online at tworiversglass.com. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Serving imaginations since 1992.
We're starting the weekend Catholic style. You're listening to Dowling Catholic High School football on the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
Back to the pregame show here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Mark Amadale visiting with head coach Tom Wilson as we continue our conversation tonight. Dowling hosting Sioux City West District 2 opener in Class 4A. Marin's 4-0 on the season, ranked number one in Class 4A. And coach, the Wolverines come to town. I know last year you went up to Sioux City and handled them very well. Probably the same expectations tonight. But tonight is a different opportunity for some people. Might get a lot of playing time. There could be a situation where JV team might get some more reps than the varsity.
You know, for us, we just, it's like what we talk to our kids all the time. We're going to play to our standard. And you look at Sioux City West, and they've had more success. Honestly, they're improved of over what they were a year ago. New coach, who obviously is trying to instill some new things within their program. But, we have to worry about us and get better. And we hope a lot of people can play, but we've got to take care of business first for that to become a reality.
I know, coach, you'll have some kids maybe out tonight, resting injuries and whatnot, but you start district play, and that's very important. This is where the postseason is determined, your next five games beginning tonight.
It is, and it's something that we certainly emphasize to our kids, and as people have said, everybody's 0-0 at this point, and everything up to this point. I know it matters for the fans and, obviously teams in terms of momentum, but yet you get a little bit of a chance that, somebody could be 0-4 right now and still go to the playoffs. So we just have to do our job and continue to try to improve and try to become the best team we can.
Well, it's ironic you open district play up with everything going on at Dowling. You've had homecoming activities for the students and also Athletic Hall of Fame going in. I know we're going to talk about that here in a moment. And, of course, the Catholic Football League had their golf outing earlier today out of Blank Golf Course. And what a function that's been. You can gather a lot of folks behind the scenes that support Dowling football starting in the middle school era.
It's been tremendous. I think we've done so much in the Catholic Football League to try to promote the sport and make the sport safer for the kids that are involved. And I can't thank, Ed Wallace is our president now, and he's doing a tremendous job. There's a lot of people behind the scenes that have been phenomenal. And the golf outing this morning was a very good success, really the first time we've done that. Can't thank the Chidos and Blank Golf Course enough for providing the opportunity, and hopefully it just continues to grow.
Moving over to the Hall of Fame inductees this year, quite a group. Several of them that you actually coached, Spencer Navin, Amara Darbo, and Ben Bozen, were players that played for you and other teams at Dowling. Zach Dillon and Debbie Connor Kennedy were young people that did a great job while they were here. But somebody that's very close to both of us, Mary Pick, the athletic secretary, the assistant athletic director, she wears jack of all trades. She kind of runs the athletic department. Every time I call, it's always her that answers. And what an honor for her to be recognized here today.
Let's call a spade a spade. She runs the athletic department, and she is the face of our athletic department. Everybody knows she's phenomenal. She always has a smile on her face, and there's nobody that's any more positive than what Mary is. And I'm not sure what I'd do without her. And I know she keeps OC and myself on our toes, and she works with so many of the parents and the people that also work behind the scenes to make our athletic department successful. Certainly very well deserving for Mary.
Spencer Navin, Amara Darbo, and Ben Bowes, three guys you know very well. Amara had one heck of a career. He's still having a career, playing at the next level in the NFL with Seattle Seahawks. And we just talked to Ben Bowes a few weeks ago. And Spencer Navin, I think he was a three-sport athlete, did it all on a high level. Three pretty good members to be inducted.
There's no question. Three of the best kids I've ever coached in my life. And Bozen, one of the hardest working kids ever, and I can say the same thing about Navin. Just tough blue-collar kids. I'll never forget Bozen having mono and the flu when we're playing in the Dome in 2010, and we made him ride up with his parents, and he still played one way to help us get into the finals. And he was so sick, but it meant so much to him, and he got the green light to play, and he played the best he could. He was a warrior, and Navin was one of the kids that I think flew under the radar when he was younger, and then as he come to Dowling, we kept asking, who's this kid? And he just kept working and working, and he was a heck of a football player, but obviously a special baseball player and even better kid. And Amara's, everything has been well documented, just a special person, and it's been a pleasure to coach all three of those guys.
Well, certainly a tremendous week. Obviously, homecoming ceremony is going on here tonight. And, you know, you can call them distraction, but it's part of the high school element. It just happens to be this week, and you had a lot of things thrown at you this week. I know we're going to have some other coaches maybe in the stands tonight during the game.
Yeah, we're supposed to, and there could be people checking us out, watching us play, and, you know, it is a distraction at times, but it is part of the experience, and hopefully it's a positive one for, you know, our fans and our kids. But at the end of the day, we've got to play a football game. We're expected to play well, and hopefully we can do that, stay healthy, and move on to the next one.
Coach Wilson, thanks for taking time out on a very busy day. Congratulations on the Hall of Fame inductees, the homecoming court, and, of course, best of luck to your team tonight as you take on Sioux City West in a district opener.
All right, thank you.
Head coach Tom Wilson has been my guest here on the pregame show. We'll be back with more from Valley Stadium after these messages.
Your donation to the Catholic Tuition Organization makes a huge difference for kids and their families who want to send their children to Catholic schools, just can't afford it. Get 65% of your donation as an Iowa income tax credit, and then deduct the whole amount when you itemize on your federal return. Adds up to huge savings. Some give stock, others grain, some on a credit card. Hey, we even accept checks. Pledge or donate online, ctoiowa.org. The bottom line, it's for the kids and their future.
Hey friends, John Leonetti here. Big thanks to R&R Realty Group for underwriting my show and for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. R&R Realty Group Sierra Point Apartments are located in West Des Moines. Think granite tops, oversized windows, 24-hour health center, and heated underground parking. R&R Realty Group is locally owned by a Catholic family, a great blessing to Iowa Catholic Radio. RRRealty.com. That's RRRealty.com.
Friday nights never sounded better. You're listening to Dowling Catholic High School football on the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
And welcome back to Valley Stadium here in West Des Moines. Mark Amadale, Dave Marcoulier, and John Scheidel on a very warm night. Got up in the lower 90s today, Dave. I know you weren't on the golf course because it was that warm, but what a night and what a day it is. A very warm night for week five, but we got high school football and the shade has set in here at Valley Stadium.
Yeah, just a huge day at Dowling High School with the Hall of Fame homecoming. The elementary school bands are here tonight. I don't know who else you could bring. I suppose the little girl cheerleaders and dance team, but I'm sure those will be coming up in the future, Mark.
We want to recognize the Dowling King and Queen of the Homecoming Court. The young lady is Lily Creighton. She is a queen of the Dowling Homecoming Court. And Brian Spellman, the king of the court. So Lily Creighton, Brian Spellman, congratulations. And Dave, I'm sure it's quite an honor for them. You and I were never elected king of any homecoming court. I know that.
No, we're close, Mark.
So quite an honor for them. Well, John Scheidel has made his way down to the field where it's much cooler, I'm sure, than up here. And, John, give us a first report from the field.
Well, it's a little chaotic, Mark. I'm down amongst all the young Catholic Football League players who are getting ready to run onto the field. So I'm standing amongst probably about 700 kids. So
now, John, I have a question for you. Are you going to run out there with one of the teams?
Not this year.
Okay.
I got out of this year. I got a new gig.
Yeah, you're the eighth grade coach. And by the way, congratulations. You guys are now 2-0 at eighth grade football. Is that correct?
That is correct. Thank you.
Both the first game and the second game teams are 2-0. That's nice.
Yeah. We had a good showing Tuesday night against a tough Urbandale team, and it's been great up to this point.
All right. Well, we're getting ready for both teams to make their appearance. Actually, Sioux City West has made their appearance on the far sideline. They brought 55 players down, and they'll be going through the coin flip here momentarily. But Dave Marcoulier for Dowling, you know, it's a big step. This is where the playoff actually begin. It starts counting with your district game, and this is District 2. That's what Dowling's in. The teams in District 2 are six teams. It's Ames, Ankeny Centennial, Dowling Catholic, Council Bluffs Lincoln, Des Moines Lincoln, who will be Dowling's opponent next week, are five of the teams, and the sixth team is Sioux City West. So those are the six teams, and two of those six teams will make the postseason because they only take two for the postseason out of each district.
Yeah, and I guarantee you, Dowling's thinking of one game, and that's Sioux City West tonight, and Sioux City West comes in with a 2-2 record. Their quarterback is most of their team. Mark, he is their leading passer, of course, and he's also their leading rusher. He has rushed for over 50% of their total yards.
You're talking about Aiden Belt, who last year was the running back for the team. And the running back this year was the quarterback, and that's Micah McWell, who is an outstanding tailback for him. They're both juniors on this team. Dustin Saya is their leading receiver, and he's also their starting free safety. And they have 5 two-way players, so the heat will probably take an effect on them in that regard too, Dave.
Yeah, absolutely. And this Belt is an outstanding quarterback. I believe he's 6'5", about 190. Mark, he has thrown 9 interceptions, but he completes about 50%, just under 50% of his passes. So he's got a couple of capable receivers, but that 9 interceptions, quite a few.
Well, a two-way player that's out for Dowling tonight is Jack Keogh. And Jack is second on the Dowling team on the offensive end in receptions behind Sam Ngoli. So you lose him on that side. The other side of the ball, at linebacker, you lose Jack. And he had 35 tackles. He was second on the team in tackles. So you got your number two receiver and your number two tackler out for Dowling tonight.
Yeah, we called Keel's name every other play last year. He had an outstanding game last week. And, Mark, he deserves a week off.
That's right. he's just a little nicked up, but he should be making an appearance at Lincoln next week. Well, right now, the Catholic football kids have taken the field. We're going to take a break as we go into our the rest of our pregame here in Iowa Catholic Radio and round out word from Dr. Dan Ryan, the president of Dowling Catholic High School. We'll have our pregame prayer with Father Zach Koski and the kickoff, all coming up here at Iowa Catholic Radio as we simulcast with the good folks at the Central Iowa Sports Network, being televised tonight at CISN.TV. Mark Amadale, Dave Marcule, John Chido, back with a kickoff after these messages on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Dan Ryan, president of Dowling Catholic High School. Welcome to another season of exciting Dowling High School football. We are proud to be partners with Iowa Catholic Radio, not only broadcasting football, but also being partners in preparing Christ-centered leaders for life. Go Maroons!
God our Father, we thank you for the many gifts and talents you have given to our young people. We thank you especially for the ability to participate in athletic competition today. Help us to put forth our best effort to represent our school with class, to respect our opponents, and to grow as disciples of your Son, Jesus Christ, in the charisms of faith, truth, and wisdom. Keep us safe from injury and harm through the intercession of Our Lady. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Saint Sebastian, patron of athletes, pray for us.
The following is a sports presentation of Iowa Catholic Radio. All of the exciting action of Dowling Catholic High School football is brought to you by
Ashworth Vision Clinic,
Construction Professionals,
Dental Associate,
Kemen Industries,
Mercy Medical,
Two Rivers Glass,
Catholic Tuition Organization,
R&R Realty,
St. Gregory Retreat Center,
Northwest Bank,
Tumia and Sons,
Lichtig Family Dentistry,
Bose and the Florist,
Skeffington's,
Steve Giovanni at Raymond James.
Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM. Streaming at iowacatholicradio.com and on your smartphone with the Iowa Catholic Radio app. Now, here they are, bringing you every play of every game, every Friday night. Dave Marcoulier, John Chido, and the voice of Dowling Catholic football, Mark Amadeo.
And welcome back to Valley Stadium here in West Des Moines as we get ready for week 5 of the high school football season. And it's Dowling and Sioux City West. The Maroons come in with a record of 4-0, ranked number 1 in Class 4A. They bring a 14-game winning streak into the contest and ranked number 19 by the USA Today Top 25 nationally. So what an honor for the Maroons. Sioux City West coming in with a record of 2-2. Last year they went 0-9 in the season, but they've already won 2 of their first 4 ball games. And we want to recognize some of the other games going on, Dave Marcoulier, as we're up here in the press box where it is very warm the sun goes down behind us. But a couple of District 2 matchups. We mentioned Dowling's league, but one of the games, Des Moines Lincoln at Ankeny Centennial tonight, and I believe they're kicking off right now at 7 o'clock. Some of these are 7:30 starts, but that'll be an interesting matchup. Dowling meets Lincoln at Hutchins Stadium next Friday night.
A very good game. Lincoln's got an outstanding quarterback, as does Ankeny Centennial, but I'm not sure if he's healthy and playing tonight or not. I know he went down, I believe it was last week, and Ankeny Centennial is battling a number of injuries, but that could be a very good ball game tonight.
Sure. The other game is Council Bluffs Lincoln at Ames. That's the other District 2 game, and that kicks off also at 7 o'clock. Other games in 4A district football here in the western side of the state, Des Moines North is at Council Bluffs Jefferson, Southeast Polk at Indianola. Ankeny is on the road at Des Moines Hoover, Johnson at East, Urbandale is at Lewis Central of Council Bluffs. Other games as Mason City in the Unidome taking on Cedar Falls. Ottumwa is at Linmar Marion. Newton is at Marshalltown, and the Valley Tigers on the road at Fort Dodge. And finally, Waukeed, the team that Dowling beat last week, on the road at Drake, taking on Des Moines Roosevelt, a very up-and-coming team there.
Absolutely. That'll be a great game and a huge game on the eastern side of the state. Cedar Rapids Prairie versus Iowa City West.
Battle of the
Catechism of Wisdom.
Yeah, absolutely. That'll be a great game.
All right. So both teams on the field. Looks like Dowling will kick off. Let's get a sideline report. It's warm down there, but John Chido, the breeze is going to be a factor tonight. The winds 10 to 20 miles an hour out of the south, right to left, for our folks watching on the webcast or listening on the radio.
Yeah, Mark, it comes in gusts, so it's a little bit calmer now than it was about 10 minutes ago, but then it will gust up to about 10 or 15 miles an hour. That and the heat will be a factor tonight, probably for the first time all year.
All right. Riley Schmidt kicking off for Dowling at his own 40-yard line. Dowling going right to left, wearing their home maroon jerseys, white numbers and white pants. The ball is deflected in the end zone. It'll be a touchback as it was not fielded by Sioux City West at the 5-yard line. So first and 10, Sioux City West at their own 5. Let's set the Dowling defense tonight. Up front, John Wagner, Tom Deary, Tyler Holmes, and Max Bay. And linebackers are Brandon Wechter, Mitch Riggs, Malik McGregor getting his first start, Dave, in place of Jack Keel. McGregor wearing number 33 and John Schmidt, the linebackers. Cornerbacks are Drew Drake Ruprecht
visit them
and
online.
Marcus Miller.
Is that
and
fair?
And the safety is Jack Bertram along with Brandon Wechter. So first down, Sioux City West at their own 20-yard line. Here's the snap. Back to throw is their quarterback, and that is Aiden Belt. Fires it off near side. Caught for a short gain up to the 24-yard line by the receiver on the near side, and that was Connor Beyer.
I'm laughing quietly because I was watching John Wagner on that play, and they tried blocking him with one man. That guy barely touched him. They're going to need more than one man to block John Wagner. Well, the play, he went in untouched.
The play went for 4 yards. Actually, they're going to move it back a yard. 3 yards. It'll be second and 7 on the reception by Beyer for Sioux City West, the Wolverines. Here's a snap. Back to throws quarterback Aiden Belt. Fires over the middle. Passes overthrown, incomplete. Austin Streeter was the intended receiver. He's listed as a tight end for the Wolverines. And he'll stop the clock. Underway here, 11:18 remaining first quarter. No score, Dowling and Sioux City West. Want to thank our supporters of Dowling Catholic football all season long. They include Northwest Bank, Borden Arrows Pizza in their 40th year, Licktag Family Dentistry, and Skeffington's Formal Wear. All right, third down, Dave. Big play here for Sioux City West, 3rd and 7.
Yeah, last ball was just overthrown.
All right, here is Aiden Belt, the quarterback, out of the shotgun. He feels pressure. He fires out. It's intercepted by Dowling. That's Mitch Riggs, and he might take it. Inside the 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Mitch Riggs, right where he needed to be, Dave. He takes it in from 25 yards out, and the Maroons on the board with a defensive pick six, and it's Dowling leading 6-0.
Well, Dowling brought two outside stunts there, and they completely buried the quarterback. That's why that pass was intercepted by Riggs. Team effort there, Mark. Nice job.
That's the second interception of the season for Mitch. And Maroons lead it 6-0. The extra point attempt coming as Riley Schmidt will attempt the extra point. Blake Clark will get his first snap as a holder tonight. The extra point is up and good. Dowling leads it 7-0. 11:09 remaining first quarter from Valley Stadium. Mark Amadale, Dave Marculli, and John Chido here on the Central Iowa Sports Network and Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Borden Arrows Pizza and Pasta, for your support of Dowling Catholic High School football broadcast on Iowa Catholic Radio. Borden Arrows is a family-owned business celebrating their 40th anniversary serving the greater Des Moines area. Whether you are dining in or takeout, their food is always hot and fresh. Now available in 3 locations, the original Bordies at 6108 Southwest 9th Street, Bordies at Drake, and in Wells Fargo Arena and Hy-Vee Hall. Nothing can beat sharing a meal with family and friends. Borden Arrows Pizza and Pasta, online at bordenarrowspizza.com. Thank you to Tamiya & Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic Football. Tamiya & Sons is an Italian family restaurant with old country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere where you may even spot a priest, politician, or even Willie Farrell. Take advantage of Tamiya & Sons bocce ball court with the kids while enjoying Tamiya's homemade bread, pasta, and real Italian homemade desserts. Tamiya & Sons is located on Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown Des Moines and around the corner from Graziano Brothers. 515-282-7976. TamiyaAndSons.net.
This is the only place to hear every play of every Dowling Catholic High School football game. We're the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
Like Neiman, the receiver coming from left to right, Sioux City West in their visiting white uniforms and blue numbers. They go left to right defending the north end zone and going into that win. And John Chido, you're on the Dowling sideline. How about that pick six by Mitch Riggs, a Dowling linebacker?
Well, that's a great play by Mitch Riggs. And like Coach said, they had pressure coming on the quarterback. And what Sioux City West is trying to hit that little short slant and try to get in some space. And Mitch Riggs stepped up and made a nice play.
All right, here's quarterback. Belt with the football. He gets the snap. He takes every snap out of the shotgun. He wanted to run right, turn around and ran left, and maybe, Dave, got back the line of scrimmage, got a yard up the 21-yard line.
Tom Derry on the tackle, along with a couple other Maroons, but Tom is the one who made first contact on that play.
Dowling coming in, averaging 500 yards of total offense, but the offense hasn't been on the field yet. The quarterback, Blake Clark, has been out there to hold for an extra point, so that may be in jeopardy tonight. Back to throw Belt on third and nine, fires the ball downfield, and he overthrew everybody, incomplete along the Dowling sideline right in front of us. Marcus Miller back on coverage for Dowling, and number 13, Connor Beyer, was the intended receiver for the Wolverines, Dave.
Well, again, Dowling defense is putting so much pressure on this quarterback. He has no time whatsoever to throw the ball. He just threw that one for life. And he just threw it up and nowhere near being caught by either team.
Well, you mentioned John Wagner, and they move him around. He might be at nose guard. He might be a D-tackle. He might be a defensive end. Heck, he might even be the middle linebacker as teams try to double-team him. All right, back to punt is Sioux City West. The snap goes over the head of the punter, and that's Harrell in the end zone, and he gets it away. And Miller's going to field at the 45, and he gets down to the 40. Marcus a little dangerous there. He did that last week in the punt return against Waukee. And he takes it down to the 40. That's where Dowling will have it. First and 10 from the Wolverine 40 with 10-10 remaining first quarter, and Dowling leading 7-0. We want to thank our good friends at Tamiya & Sons for their support of Dowling Catholic football, along with Steve DeVinny at Raymond James and Skeffington's Formal Wear. Let's go down to the Dowling sideline. That is where John Chido's at tonight, John.
Dowling's putting a lot of pressure on this quarterback, and then I can't believe he got that punt off. That was a great job by the punter to actually get that ball off.
It certainly was, and here's a handoff, and that's Jason Murray around the right side. Slips another tackle. He's got the first down inside the 30 and finally corralled by Micah McWell, the free safety, after getting a first down right around the Sioux City West, Dave, 40, 32-yard line.
Boy, I don't know how that kid does it. You think he's going to go down, and there's not much of a hole once he gets through that first line of blocking, and he just keeps going. He keeps his feet moving and picks them up.
12-yard gain, and on first down, handoff to Murray, and he slices his way down inside the 25, down to the 24 for a pickup of four.
If you don't tackle Jason Murray low and grab his legs, you are not going to tackle him because he's going to keep plowing it forward.
So a gain of four, it's second and six. Here's a handoff to Murray, and he might go down the near sideline. Hops to tackle the 10, still on his feet at the 5, and he stood up at the 5. And it'll be first and goal Dowling as the defender that time, Alec Neiman, one of those two-way players, makes a stop. First and goal Maroons at the 5, a 19-yard gain by Murray.
Nice job picking up the hole by Jason Murray, cutting it up, then breaking to the sideline. And Mark, as you called, Neiman for Sioux City West did a nice job Murray tried to cut it back one more time, was unable to do so, and the tackle was made at the 5-yard line.
All right, pistol formation for the Maroons. First and goal at the 5. Murray the fullback, or rather the tailback, and they give it to Jason, and he zigs and zags. He's finally corralled at the 4-yard line. Nice job by the interior line of Sioux City West that time. Gain of 1 for Murray.
Yeah, Jason started following the fullback up the middle, and then he decided to pop it outside over by the tackle, and there wasn't a whole lot there that time. As you called, Sioux City West did a nice job.
He certainly did. Levi Hummel is the fullback. The shotgun is Blake Clark. Lateral pass right side, caught, and going to the end zone. Touchdown, Maroons. That is Anthony Coppola from 4 yards out, and Dowling now extends the lead to 13-0, pending the extra point, Dave.
Well, no one covered him, Mark. And if you don't cover a player, he's going to catch the ball and run in untouched, and that's exactly what happened. No one touched him. No one covered him on that play.
So Dowling goes 5 plays, 40 yards after holding Sioux City West deep in their own territory and getting a pretty good return by Marcus Miller on the punt. And the Maroons cap it off. And now Dowling going for 2 here, and they got the old swinging gate. A bunch of players to the left of formation. Just 2 linemen in the center. Here's the snap. Clark, the handoff. They give it to the fullback, and a 2-point conversion is good by Dowling. And that is Jack Bertram with the 2-point conversion.
Now, some people might ask, now, why would you do something like that in a game like this? And the answer to that question is for a couple of reasons. One, it gets the practice exciting for the kids. It's something new that you can put in that they like. It's exciting for them. And number two, it's for the other teams to practice and think about.
For the postseason.
They may never run it again. You never know.
We'll take a 1-minute break and return. Dowling 15 and Sioux City West nothing with 8:50 remaining first quarter. Back in 1 minute on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network.
This life is all about. This life is not the reason for this life. Life eternally in unconditional love with God after our purification in love, that's the purpose of our life. And this life is just a little blip on the eternal radar screen. Mm-hmm. I mean, just a little blip. So the fact is, we have to kind of get ourselves, first of all, out of that mentality of, you know, I'm not getting much out of this life. Mm-hmm. Well, we're getting as much out of this life as we need if we're going toward, which I'm sure, Carol, your friend is going toward that eternal life in her faith. Mm-hmm. The second thing, you know, is sometimes the rosary is a very, very good prayer. And in my life, I think it is one of the best prayers around. I can get in connection with the Lord. Mm-hmm. I can get in connection with Mary, our mother. And I think, you know, those connections are extremely important for just bringing consolation. Sometimes, you know, when we don't even have the psychic energy to concentrate on doing the contemplations and meditations called the Mysteries of the Rosary, frequently enough, we can just think about the prayers.
Mm-hmm. Second down and 10. Let's go down to the Dowling sideline, and that's where John Chido's at. John?
Yeah, Mark, just going to recap that last drive for Dowling. They mixed up with the nice running and by Jason Murray and nice pass play down there. They brought 3 guys out of the box, and no one came and covered Coppola. And they just hiked it and threw it to him, and he was able to get in for the touchdown.
Yeah, they certainly were, and that was a well-designed 2-point conversion play. Thanks for that report, John, as Sioux City West goes to the ground game there, and McWell with the carry, and he gets it up near the 24-yard line for a gain of 4, and will bring up 3rd and 6 right here for Sioux City West, Dave.
And on first down, Mark, while we were away, they tried one of those short, quick pass. John Wagner got up, batted it to the ground, so it brings up 3rd down, and any passing play is a quick one because they just don't have time.
Back to throws quarterback Belt, and he tries to get over the middle. I don't know if that was a screen pass or just a pass to the guy right over the center, and the pass is incomplete. Austin Streeter, the intended receiver, and that'll bring up 4th down again. The Maroon defense playing very well tonight. They've already got a pick 6. They've already got their starting free safety scoring on a 2-point conversion. So Dowling's 8 of their 15 points have come via the defensive players.
Well, Streeter for Sioux City should have caught that ball. It was right in his hands, and he was open. So
This time, Sioux City West gets the punt away. Fair catch signaled for by Marcus Miller, and he'll field it at the 47 of Dowling. So the Maroons, first and 10 from their own 47-yard line. Mark Amadale, Dave Marcoulier with the broadcast tonight from Iowa Catholic Radio. Down the sidelines is John Scheido. And, of course, Dowling's been in the Bozeman red zone a couple of times tonight, once on a defensive pick six and the other on a Anthony Coppola four-yard touchdown reception. Let's go down the Dowling sideline. That is where John Chido's at, John.
Yeah, Dowling's first time on offense looked nice. They'll be able to come out here and go with their second drive. I don't think Sioux City West has attempted to run the football yet tonight.
Yeah, I think they had one attempt, and that was on that second down play.
But
that's it.
Okay.
That's about it. Back to throws. Clark on first down, fires the ball out, and passes incomplete in and out of the hands of Sam Angola right at midfield. So it would have been a gain of three, but Sam couldn't handle the pass. We'll bring up second down and 10 for Dowling.
Boy, and I usually watch the line play, and watching it there, Sioux City West just really does not rush at all. I mean, they're just kind of staying in place.
All right, Blake Clark, a quarterback, gives the handoff to Murray, right side, and skips out of a tackle, twirls out of a tackle, twists out of a tackle, down to the 45-yard line. Dave, he was actually stopped for maybe a yard or two, and he pulled his way down to the 45 of Sioux City West, a gain of 8.
Yeah, nice run again. Alex Curtin coming off the field limping. Doesn't look too serious, hopefully. Alex is the 6 foot, 305-pound right guard.
All right, the Maroons have a man in motion, and Clark will fake it to the man in motion. He'll keep it, and he's taking tacklers with him for no gain. Well-designed play, but Sioux City West had that well read.
Yeah, they did. They're going to get a horse collar on this, I think, Mark.
Travis.
I think there's a penalty on Sioux City West.
Corey Woodworth, one of the seniors. He's a two-way player, defensive end and left tackle, 6'5", 295, going to be whistled for the penalty, I'm sure. And we want to thank the fine folks at Ashworth Vision, along with Construction Professionals and Dental Associates, for supporting our broadcast of Dowling Catholic football.
They waved it off, Mark. Interesting.
Okay. And so Clark.
Fourth and two, and Dowling's going for it.
No gain on the play. So, Clark, it's no gain on that play. Dowling going for it at the Sioux City West 45. Two receivers left. Two to the right. Murray in the backfield with quarterback Blake Clark. Nank, Goff, Hagen, Curtin, and Alger up front. And you mentioned Curtin out, so Andy Adam Topping in there now. Here's a handoff to Murray, and he's got some room near side. Follows a block inside the 30, inside the 20, puts a move on the safety. 10, 5, touchdown. Jason Murray from 45 yards out. Dave on a 4th-and-5 play, touchdown Dowling.
And there is a flag down on the play. Sam Angoli lost his helmet. I think that might be a little clue as to what happened. But credit Marcus Miller with the block for Murray on that play to spring him into the end zone.
Referee is pointing to head coach Tom Wilson. The penalty must be against Sioux City West, and I think Tom's just going to decline it. And 6:42 remaining first quarter. Dowling now scoring its third touchdown of the first quarter. They lead it 21-0. And this time it looks like they're going to go for the extra point. We'll get the call from the referee.
Face mask. 17 defense. That sounds good.
And they'll force the penalty from the kickoff. Did they mention a number?
No,
usually don't.
No, they didn't. But Angoli's helmet was on the ground, and a helmet just doesn't pop off when you're running. Something has to cause that helmet to come off.
Only if you don't have it strapped on there,
right,
Mr. Marcoulier.
And usually it's not going to be Sam's fault that his helmet comes off.
All right, Riley Smith in for the extra point, where he's 22 of 25 on the season, and it is up and good. Make it 23 of 26 on the season, and Dowling leads it 22-0 with 6:42 remaining here in the first quarter from Valley Stadium on Dowling's homecoming. Mark Amadale, Dave Marcoulier, and Dowling leading 22-0. Back after these messages here on the Iowa Catholic Radio Network and the Central Iowa Sports Network.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic with two licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig. The Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines, 515-440-4610, online at ashworthvision.com.
Thank you, construction professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up.
heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, construction professionals.
Every play, every game, every Friday night, you're listening to Dowling Catholic High School football on the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
All right, Dowling Catholic with their third touchdown of the first quarter. Four plays, 53 yards, capped off by a Jason Murray 45-yard run on fourth down. Dowling leading it 22-0. The kickoff by Riley Smith again in the end zone. Touchback in Sioux City West, a first down play from their own 20. They give it to their tailback, and that's McWell, Micah McWell, and he may have gotten a yard up the 21-yard line. Let's go down to the Dowling sideline, and that is where John Chidu is at. John?
That was a nice run by Jason Murray. That was fourth and two, and might as well he took it to the house. Instead of 2 yards, he took it 40 yards in for a touchdown. And I think he's got ice on his calf, Dave.
They were inquiring about during that drive, Alex Curtin, the Dowling right guard, going hobbling off as quarterback. Aiden Belt for Sioux City West had nobody open, so he kept it, and he may have gotten a couple yards up to the 23-yard line, and that's what they'll mark it. So it'll bring up third and seven for Sioux City West. So Charlie Nank, Mitch Goff, Greg Hagan, Alex Curtin, and Jesse Aldridge, the starting offensive line, along with John Wagner, Spencer Smith. We've also seen Mitch Riggs at tight end, so Bruins going with three tight ends. But Curtin out with that apparent calf injury, and Adam Topping, the scheduled backup right guard. Adam, a 5'9 senior, getting his opportunity. But right now it's the Sioux City West offense. Back to throw is quarterback Belt. He throws it downfield off the left side, tried to hit his receiver, and it's incomplete.
Boy, and again, Belt, the quarterback for Sioux City, sees the linebackers up, and he knows they're coming, and they are coming, and he knows he has to release that ball quickly, and he is, and he's just not accurate with the football so far tonight at all, Mark, because his receiver was open and could have made that catch.
Certainly could have, and that brings up fourth down for Sioux City West, and they'll go back to punt, and getting the punt away is Aiden Belt, the quarterback, and Dowling lets it roll, and Marcus Miller lets it roll, and it'll roll right about midfield. So Dowling offense will take over first and 10 from their own 50-yard line. And we'd like to recognize our supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio. They include the St. Gregory Retreat Center, R&R Realty, and the Catholic Tuition Organization. And Dave, we've got to keep an eye on who's playing right guard for Dowling. If it's number 51, that's Topping. That's who I see down
yes,
there.
Yes, it is.
So, all right, Dowling's offense on the field right at midfield. And tailback in there will be John Schmidt, I believe, as Blake Clark continues to be on the offensive line. Coppola in goalie, Marcus Miller at times at receiver. There's a pass left side, and it's caught by Coppola. And he goes down the near side, breaks into the secondary, inside the 20, still on his feet at the 10, and finally brought down at the 3-yard line. First and goal Dowling from the 3 after Dowling took it from midfield, and Coppola on a 47-yard catch.
Just a quick pass to Coppola, and he did the rest on his own. And I tell you, Sam Ngoli, they could do that to him also whenever they want. They're playing press coverage on him, and he can beat his man.
All right, here's Clark, first and goal at the 2. Swing pass to Ngoli, a touchdown. Touchdown Maroons. Ngoli was like a little wing back just outside the left tight end, and he scores with basically not being touched. And Dowling has added their fourth touchdown of the first quarter. They lead it 28-0 with just under 5 minutes remaining, Dave, in the first quarter.
You know, if it wasn't for the band, I would say this is one of the quietest games I've ever been to, Mark. I mean, it's 28-0 in the first quarter.
So Sam Ngoli on a 2-yard reception from quarterback Blake Clark. Dowling will attempt the extra point. The Maroons have already went for two earlier, and yes, the free safety scored, and that was Jack Bertram. Extra point is up and good. So Dowling leads it 29-0. With 4:59 remaining here in the first quarter from Valley Stadium in West Des Moines on Dowling's homecoming. We'll take a break. You're listening to Dowling Catholic Football here on the Iowa Catholic Radio Network and the Central Iowa Sports Network.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Karbaka, Dr. Sarah Lucan, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
Romans 2:12 says, "Do not conform yourselves to this age, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and pleasing and perfect."
And that's what I like so much about Catholic Radio, Deacon Tony. I'm able to hear God's word and learn about my faith through so many of the programs.
It is a blessing to have a local radio station to provide God's message. We want our listeners to prayerfully consider giving to the upcoming Fall Carathon. Become an Iowa Catholic Radio family member today.
We're starting the weekend Catholic style. You're listening to Dowling Catholic High School football on the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
And we're back here at Valley Stadium as Dowling now with the first, rather Sioux City West with the first and 10 from their own 20-yard line. Dowling going for two plays, 20 yards, capped off by quarterback Blake Clark's second touchdown pass of the evening to Sam Angoli from 2 yards out. The extra point was good by Riley Schmidt. 29-0 Maroons. And Sioux City West with the first down at their own 20-yard line with 4:59 remaining here in the first quarter. Now quarterback Belt keeps the football, tries to run around left end. He didn't quite get outside the numbers before he's brought down at the 21-yard line for a gain of one. Let's go down to the Dowling sideline, and that is where John Chido is at. And, John, take it away.
To recap that last drive, Mark, Anthony Coppola, Dowling uses what they call a screen pass, so you count the numbers that are inside the box, which is next to the line of scrimmage. Numbers are good for Dowling on the outside. They throw that screen pass. Anthony Coppola was able to bring it down to the Dowling 2, and they just came right back to it and went to Sam and goalie for the touchdown.
Yeah, Sam showed his Anthony Coppola showed his speed there, John, and got in the secondary.
Yeah, he did. I mean, he put on a burst there, made a couple nice moves. I thought he was going to get in the end zone. He kind of got tripped up there by the goal line. But he's having a heck of a game.
And they all are right now for the Maroons. And Blake Clark quietly has thrown for two touchdowns in this contest as a second down pass was incomplete. Little slant from the right for quarterback Belt for Sioux City West. He couldn't hook up with his receiver, Dave.
No, he couldn't. That's because Zach Stacy was in his face. Instantly, no one touched Zach Stacy, and he's 6'2", 295. You would think you could see him.
I mentioned the Maroons getting in the Bozeman red zone that last series as Coppola got the ball down to the 2 yard line. Back to throw his belt. He's going to be hit as he throws it, and the pass is caught at the 45 yard line. And finally, the receiver is brought down by the Dowling secondary at the Sioux City West 47 yard line.
You know, very nice catch by Sioux City West. Nick Bordenero was coming in on a cornerback stunt, and he put a shot on the quarterback, and he just threw that ball. And the Sioux City West player that made a very nice catch, came down, picked up their first down, and they're in Dowling's half of the football field, Mark.
It certainly is at the 47-yard line. That was Beyer, the catch for Sioux City West, and now they put the ball on the ground, and quarterback Belt hands it off, and running with it is McNwell, and it's a
that was
short
really
gain to the 47-yard line.
That was a short little screen pass, Mark, out to the outside, and John Wagner was right there to make the tackle for a 1 yard loss.
Well, that pass play went for 30.
I'll call it a
yards.
Screen, but it was just a quick pass.
33-yard. Completion by Beyer gets the ball in Dowling territory the first time tonight for Sioux City West. So second down and 10. Back to throw is quarterback Belt, and he has to unload it incomplete. Rolled to his left, and he had pressure from the backside there, Dave.
Tom Deary that time coming in from his defensive line position, putting a lot of pressure, and someone or two or three defensive players are in his face every single play.
So that'll bring up third and 11 for the Maroons. And Major League Baseball, a very important pennant race. Milwaukee leading the Cubs 3-2 in the top half of the third inning is Chicago scoring two runs there. So yeah, we'll keep you updated on baseball. Football, what else you got going on, Dave? The Packers don't play till Sunday. At least they're going to attempt to play. And now quarterback Belt keeps it, and he runs up to the Dowling 41-yard line. So he'll pick up 6 yards, but it'll be shy of the first down.
Marcus Miller and Riggs really put a shot on him along with Jack Bertrand, the three of them.
All right, fourth and five is Sioux City West going for it. Quarterback is Aiden Belt out of the shotgun. And
oh,
the Dowling nose guard jumped offside. That's never fun.
And that's very frustrating for a defensive coach because the young man who jumped offsides is 12 inches from the football.
And the nose guard.
And you're supposed to watch the football. All eyes are on the football.
That should be a first down. They haven't signaled yet. The referees are trying to get the chain gang going.
I think it's just short, Mark. I think it's inches short.
Well, you're right, because they're going to keep it there. The linesman said it was first down, and now it's fourth and inches. I'm surprised we're not measuring here.
Yeah, this kind of amazes me how they go out of the shotgun here. They snap the ball back 4 yards to go 1 inch.
Fourth and one from the Dowling 36, Sioux City West with it. Here's Belt, back to throw, fires out.
No, he didn't make it.
And Micah McWell caught the ball, but he was hit and leveled.
Nick Bordenero, Mark.
And that's Bordenero on the stop. Little Bordy's pizza there for you, Dave, for noticing that.
I tell you what, they got to at least throw that ball across the first down marker before they catch it. But Bordenero, nice job coming up and making the tackle.
So Dowling will take over on downs. First and 10 Maroons from their 37-yard line. John Chida was down there on the Dowling sideline. And how about that hit by Bordenero? He never let the receiver, John, get a first down.
No, what a great tackle by Nick Bordenero. I tell you, that play was brought to you by Bordenero's Pizza. Huh?
There you go. Yeah, thanks. Hey, I'll do my job. I'm trying.
There you go.
First down, and a loose football, and it looks like the Maroons got it. As Dowling on first down, it was Clark with it. And
I believe that was John Smith who carried the ball. And did he fumble that, Mark?
Clark rolled up on top of it. So
I was just putting my binoculars up and
so
missed the ball.
All said and done, a gain of one. So second and nine Maroons. And out of the pistol formation is quarterback Blake Clark. And he gives it to the tailback, and he gets up to the 40-yard line for a gain of two. And let's see if that was Schmidt. It was John Schmidt, young man from Minnesota who moved in around Christmas time, 5'10", 195 pounds senior. And we understand Iowa State coaches may be here, not only looking at John Wagner, but Mr. Schmidt has been noticed by the Iowa State coaches. And Iowa State not playing until Wednesday night. And, Dave, you and I, or Thursday night next week, you and I may be side by side in the sidelines.
Right, I'm looking forward to that. And evidently, Coach Campbell was at Dowling today, wandering the halls.
There's talk that he may be here tonight. Not sure. Now we got a penalty against the Maroons. We'll see what this is all about. And they're going to back up Dowling to the 29-yard line. So it must be holding on the Maroons. So it's second and 19 for the Maroons from their own 29. Two receivers right, two to the left. Back to throw Clark. Wants to throw it to the right side. The ball is nearly picked off. Pass is incomplete as Nick Puente nearly had it, and he knocked it out of bounds. It'll stop the clock with a minute 47 remaining here in the first quarter. Dowling leading 29-0 on homecoming night. Congratulations to Brian Spellman and Lily Creighton, the Dowling king and queen for homecoming. And, of course, we talked Athletic Hall of Fame. We're going to talk to some of those members at halftime. And right now, the Maroons with a third and 19. They have the wind at their back as they go from right to left. Back to throw Clark out of play action. Ducks out of a tackle. Fires the ball downfield. He's got a man open, and he underthrew him incomplete. Yeah, the receiver had to come back a couple of times. He had him twisted out there, Dave, and unfortunately it fell incomplete for the Maroons at the 30-yard line of Sioux City West. And receiver was Charlie Johnson.
Yeah, nice blocking by the Dowling offensive line. Nice scheme set up to allow Blake Clark the opportunity to step up in the pocket and make the pass. But as you called, Mark, it did fall incomplete.
So Riley Smith into punt. He punted once last week for 33 yards against Waukee, and he'll stand back at his own 15-yard line, and David had the wind at his back. So he gets a good ball in the air. You may see something happen. Micah McWell back deep for Sioux City West. Here's a punt, a spiral kick, and it turns over, and a fair catch signal for by Sioux City West. Connor James with it at the 37-yard line. That's where Sioux City West will take over, first and 10 from their own 37-yard line. With a minute 31 remaining first quarter, Dowling leading 29 to nothing. Let's go down to the Dowling sideline. This guy's been busy all night. John Chido, take it away.
Yeah, Sioux City West did a nice job holding Dowling to force him to punt the football. I think the penalty set him back behind the sticks, and Dowling was unable to complete any passes beyond the sticks after that point.
Yeah, that sometimes takes the life of its own, John, as we got a stoppage of play. We'll keep it here, as this is an exchange of possession, and this might be one of those mandatory water breaks that they've been talking about. And it is an official's timeout, so we'll keep it here. And, John, big day for the Dowling Catholic Football League. You headed it up with the rest of Catholic Football League members out at Blank Golf Course raising some money, and you had a great day for it because you guys got out there early and got off late so you wouldn't hit the heat.
Oh, it turned out to be great timing because right as we're finishing, it really got hot out there. But it's for a nice cause. We raised probably roughly around $6,000, and we could use every penny that we raise. It's going to buy new helmets. We try to phase out our helmets every year, about 40 or 50 of them or so. And it's with the safety issue, we want to be ahead of everybody else on safety and be number one in that and equipment. And that's what it's for. And it's about all the kids, and it's a great cause.
Well, great job out of you and your family at the Blank and everybody else that was involved today. John, had a lot of people out there in the course.
Yeah, it was a great turnout. We had about 7 people. We had 13 sponsors. One sponsor, of course, you know, Mark, thank you for that, is Iowa Catholic Radio, which is a big help and a great contributor to the Catholic Football League.
Yeah, Tony Calumet, Brian Sweeney, and, of course, all those folks and Gary, they all did a great job, and we appreciate that. First pass now after the officials' timeout for the heat break, Dave, is incomplete. So it'll be 2nd and 10, Sioux City West from their own 37-yard line. And Sioux City West going into that 10 to 20 mile an hour wind. It's 92 degrees here in Des Moines today. Heat index up near 100. Right now it's in the upper 80s. That wind is affecting balls that are thrown towards the south.
It really is. And freshmen and sophomores play at Southeast Polk, and you haven't seen wind until you see wind out at Southeast Polk.
There's no windbreak out there.
Holy cow.
And sacked in the backfield.
Yeah, the quarterback tried to throw it again. Krieghauser was in there. And Dowling continues to bring both linebackers on most plays, and they're just putting so much pressure on this quarterback. He just can't do anything, Mark.
So it brings up 3rd and 14 for Sioux City West. The Wolverines on their own 33-yard line. They come in with a 2-2 record this year.
Now they're going to try two running backs, most likely to help block, but they both split out.
They're out as receivers now. A little flanker screen caught, but basically back to the line of scrimmage. Nice job. Dowling had that well read as Jack Bertram makes the stop. And the pass was complete to the receiver that time, Connor James, but it'll bring up 4th down as no gain on the play, Dave.
Bertram did a nice job picking him up man for man and was all over him. Brought him down as soon as he caught the ball. Brings up 4th and 14. And this will probably be the last play if they get it off at the first quarter mark.
About 16 seconds remaining. The clock is winding down. Connor James has really been involved, the second wide receiver, and the punt is away. And Miller's going to let it bounce, and it takes a west bounce inside the 35 of Dowling, inside the 30, and they'll down it there. And that is the final play of the first quarter. So we've come to the end of one quarter of play here at Valley Stadium on Dowling's homecoming and Athletic Hall of Fame night. Dowling 29, Sioux City West nothing, along with Dave Marcoulier and John Chido. Mark Amadeo will be back with the second quarter in 1 minute on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic sports and activities is provided by Kemin, using science to improve the world.
Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients used by the feed and food industries and the health, nutrition, and beauty markets.
Kemin's vision is to improve the quality of life by touching half the people of the world every day with their products and services.
Kemin, using science to improve the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Thank you, Mercy Medical Center, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. Mercy is a Catholic hospital that provides complete care for Central Iowans. Mercy has you covered with care for adults and children. From the cardiovascular care at the Iowa Heart Center to the pediatric services of Mercy's Children's Hospital and clinics. With more than 50 primary care clinics in the Des Moines area, there is a convenient Mercy location near you. Online at mercydesmoines.org. Mercy, live up.
Friday nights never sounded better. You're listening to Dowling Catholic High School football on the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
And welcome back to Valley Stadium as we begin the second half. We have the class of 1967 undefeated team with Coach Jim Williams that was introduced between the quarters here, Dave Marcoulier.
Yeah, they were at the Hall of Fame assembly today, and Mike Fontanini spoke on behalf of the team, and it was interesting to hear him talk about their year in 1967.
All right, first down handoff from the Dowling 29 to Jason Murray, and tries to turn the corner, and no gain on the play. Lost a yard back to the 28-yard line.
He was thrown quite hard down to the ground on that play. Lost a yard.
Sioux City West, the head coach, Joe Schmitz, in his first year, coming from Briarcliff. Handoff, Jason Murray again. This time he goes to the weak side, breaks a tackle again, and he's tackled at the 40. First down, Maroons. And Jason's Murray, big gain that time. He got 12 yards on a second down and 11 play.
You know where Dowling is really developing is Jesse Alger at right tackle is getting better and better every single game. You know, Mitch Goff is always downfield blocking linebackers, but Jesse, for his size, 335 pounds, down on the second plateau, just doing a wonderful job tonight.
And now here's a handoff to Murray again. Scampers around, breaks out of a tackle, 50, 45, and he's finally brought down at the Sioux City West 40-yard line. I also like how Adam Topping's doing. He's playing that right guard spot. Alex Curtin out in the first quarter with a apparent calf injury, and Adam Topping's battling right next to the big guy, Jesse Aldridge, right on the right side.
He is doing a very good job. He gives up a little bit of size. He's 5'9", 205, where Curtin is 6 feet, 305, so he gets up 100 pounds, but
all right, 20-yard gain for Murray, and now a quarterback draw by Clark, and he's got the first down. Finally tackled down to the 20-yard line. Dave, that's another 20-yard gain. So Dowling with back-to-back 20-yard gains, and we're in the Bozen Red Zone right now, sponsored by Bozen the Florist. Dowling with the first down at the Sioux City West 20.
Nice reading by Blake Clark on that play, and a missed tackle by Sioux City West allowed in to pick up 20 yards.
First down, Maroons. Clark runs the option like. He goes right up the gut inside the 10 at the 5, stops, and now pulls his way forward down to the 2. Blake Clark with an 18-yard run. Dave, it looked like the old option play to the right, but then he cut up field over right tackle and went straight for the goalpost.
I think what he was doing was faking that toss that they ran so many times last weekend successfully, and he faked that, went right up the middle, showed some power, too. There he's in the end zone, Mark.
And Clark again, quarterback sneak, touchdown Maroons from 2 yards out. As Dowling now marches downfield as they start on their own 29-yard line. So they go 71 yards on 6 plays, capped off by Blake Clark's third touchdown he's been involved with tonight. He's thrown for 2 to Coppola and Ngoli, and now he's run for 1. And Clark will stay in to hold as Riley Schmidt to attempt the extra point here, Dave.
Dowling offense made that look awful easy that time, Mark, and that offensive line's doing a great job opening up the holes for these young men, and the runners are finding them.
And extra point is up and good. So with 10:25 remaining here in the second quarter, Dowling leads at 36-0 over Sioux City West. Back with more here at Valley Stadium on homecoming for Dowling Catholic here on the Iowa Sports Network and the Central Iowa Sports Network.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, creating commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. Also serving your home needs by creating custom frameless shower doors, mirrors, glass tabletops, and specialty glass. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Design, fabrication, and installation. 515-222-4860. Online at tworiversglass.com. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Serving imaginations since 1992.
Hi, I'm Al Cresta, host of Cresta in the Afternoon. Catholic radio is absolutely necessary because the secular media just doesn't get our story, and secular media doesn't share our values. What's important to us is not necessarily what's important to them. So no matter what you can give, I'm asking you to prayerfully support Catholic Radio in your area.
Call now to make your Carathon donation. Call 515-223-1150 or go to iowacatholicradio.com.
Prayerfully consider making a gift right now.
Broadcasting across central Iowa and heard on smartphones everywhere. We're the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
And we're back here at Valley Stadium on Dowling's homecoming and Athletic Hall of Fame as the kickoff by Riley Schmidt goes into the end zone. Dave, Riley had to kick that ball into a 10 to 20 mile an hour wind to kick it into the back of the end zone.
It was a beautiful kick right down the middle of the field, end over end, and as you called, Mark, into a tough wind. So great kicking.
All right, first down, Sioux City West. Their quarterback is Aiden Belt. He wears number 5. In the backfield is Michael McWell, number 4. 3 receivers right, 1 to the left. Back to throw is Belt. Has time. Now it's flush from the pocket. Gets across the 20 as he keeps the football up to the 24-yard line. For a gain of 4 to bring up 2nd and 6 for Sioux City West. Let's go down to the Dowling sideline. That's where John Chido has been tonight. Johnny?
I tell you, the offensive line had a nice drive. I commend all their success for the offensive line. These holes, you could drive, you've heard that saying, you drive a truck through them. I mean, Greg Hagan, Jesse Alger, Topping, Nank, Goff doing a tremendous job tonight.
Yeah, they certainly have been, and that's paved the way for 4 of Dowling's 5 touchdowns. The 5th one was a pick 6 by Mitchell Riggs, Dowling linebacker, running it back for 25 yards to get the game going. Belt back to throw, fires the ball out. It's caught in traffic. First down. Great catch that time by the Sioux City West.
He dropped it, Mark.
And did he drop it? Connor James had it, and they ruled it incomplete. He was sandwiched as he caught it, Dave, and they say he didn't hold on to it.
Yeah, he had it, then he dropped it. And Dowling has, I believe, their entire second team defense in here now, Mark.
All right, 9.5 minutes remaining here in the second quarter. Keep in mind the mercy rule clock does not take effect till the second half in high school football. And you have to be ahead by 35 points or more for that to be in effect. First half, you play it straight out. And right now the Maroons lead it 36-0. 3rd and 6 for Sioux City West on their own 24-yard line. They have the wind at their back. They go right to left towards the north end zone. Back to throw is quarterback Aiden Belt. The junior fires over the middle, and it's nearly intercepted as leaping high and away was a Dowling defender, and that was Ryan Adam, who's already had a fumble recovery this year, and he was a free safety in there for Bertram. Incomplete.
Rex Kromkowski coming on a stunt that time, putting a lot of pressure on the quarterback.
And we keep forget that, Dave. We see the end result, an incomplete pass, a near, you know, a tip, a deflection by the secondary of Dowling, but it's all set up with the front 4 and the linebackers, stunning, blitzing, whatever.
Absolutely, and Dowling has been putting so much pressure on them all night long.
All right, it's 4th down for Sioux City West, 4th and 6 from the 24-yard line, high end-over-end kick and short, and goes out of bounds, and this will be angled. I think this will be in Dowling territory. It goes out of bounds to the Dowling 46, but they're going to bring it inside Sioux City West territory, and he's still walking it off. 44-yard line is where Dowling will have it, Dave.
I get a kick out
of that.
Those officials put that hand up, and they start a walking, and they know exactly where they're going to stop.
Somehow that all works out, Dave.
No one else knows.
Right. Hey, we want to thank our good friends who have been part of our broadcast, Construction Professionals, along with Dental Associates, Kemen, and Mercy Medical. And, of course, good friends at R&R Realty. They've been great supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio. Dowling with the first down at the Sioux City West 44-yard line. Dowling leading 36-0. Maroons in a pistol formation. Low snap. Clark picks it up. Hands it off to Murray. Left side. Bounces outside the numbers. He's inside the 25. Still on his feet. First down. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. Jason Murray followed his blockers downfield. That includes the offensive line, his tight end, and Dave, the 2 receivers over there. He just waited and waited and didn't run out of real estate.
Right, and you know, Dowling receivers, and I've said this before, do an unbelievable job blocking. I know they work very hard on that in practice every single night, and so a lot of credit needs to go to those receivers for getting the blocks that they do.
9 minutes, 12 seconds remaining here in the second quarter. Extra point coming. Clark will stay in to hold, and Riley Smith's extra point is up and good, and Riley's perfect on the night. And the Maroons lead it 43-0 with 9:12 remaining. Second quarter, timeout on the field. We'll take one ourselves. Back with more as Dowling leads it 43-0 over Sioux City West here on the Iowa Catholic Radio Network and the Central Iowa Sports Network.
Your donation to the Catholic Tuition Organization makes a huge difference for kids and their families who want to send their children to Catholic schools, just can't afford it. Get 65% of your donation as an Iowa income tax credit, and then deduct the whole amount when you itemize on your federal return. Adds up to huge savings. Some give stock, others grain, some on a credit card. Hey, we even accept checks. Pledge or donate online, ctoiowa.org. The bottom line, it's for the kids and their future.
Steve Deviney is proud to serve the Des Moines area at Deviney Wealth Solutions of Raymond James, where clear and frequent communication allows him to offer sound advice and appropriate investments to help you attain your financial goals. Steve Deviney has been serving the community for 23 years. 515-221-2385 or online at raymondjames.com/Deviney Wealth Solutions. Raymond James & Associates, member New York Stock Exchange, SIPC, life well planned.
This is the only place to hear every play of every Dowling Catholic High School football game. We're the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
Hey, we're back here at Valley Stadium on the kickoff. Sioux City West will start first and 10 from their own 24-yard line, 9:06 remaining here in the second quarter. Dowling leading 43-0. John Chido on the Dowling sideline tonight. Johnny?
Well, one play, 44 yards, capped off by Jason Murray. And it looked like he was on the train tracks, following the train of the offensive line all the way down the sideline. And it was nice to see all the linemen congratulating him and him congratulating linemen as he crossed the end zone.
Yeah, that's a good point, John. As Dave mentioned, everybody did their part. Back to throw his belt on first down. The ball is nearly picked off by the Maroons. That was Nick Bordonero, who nearly had a pick six, Dave, as it just went over his hands as Belt tried to hit his receiver from the right side and overthrew him.
The play was overthrown. Neither of them could have caught that ball, but Bordonero, if it was thrown where it should have been, would have had a pick six.
You see plays like that, Dave, and when you see linebackers or safeties or cornerbacks jumping a route, that's film study.
Absolutely.
That's film study. I was going to say good coaching, but I don't want to give too much credit to those coaches. It's the kids and the film study, right?
I'll give credit to the coaches. Coach Grant Bossom and his crew.
We kid them, but we love them. Second and 10 for Sioux City West. The pass is caught. A little flare to the right side, and it is caught, and running up near first down, I'll be shy of that, is Nick Puente with the catch.
That was Colton Sanders on the coverage that time. He tried to bat the ball up and almost came down with it.
He gets it up to the 33-yard line. 9-yard gain on the play, so it'll bring up third and one for Sioux City West. 8:35 remaining, and now offside on Dowling, apparently, as the Maroons were not lined up correctly.
Tackle right by the ball again, Mark. Guess what the defensive tackles are going to be doing this week.
Nate Collins whistled for being offside for the Maroons. They're mentioning
that's
the numbers.
That's the second one.
They're mentioning the numbers.
They're going to be working on watching the football.
Yeah.
Stare at that football. When it moves, you move.
You move, yeah. 38-yard
line. Until it does, don't.
All right, first and 10, Sioux City West on their own 38, and Belt will keep it. Quarterback draw, runs around the right side, still on his feet. And he finally dropped about the 42-yard line. He'll pick up five and bring up second and five for Sioux City West. As they've been in Dowling territory once in this first half, and the Maroons snuffed that out. We had one turnover tonight, and that was a pick six by Mitch Riggs in the first possession of Sioux City West in their first series.
And again, Dowling defense has their second unit in here, and we'll call their names as...
Well, please do, because I'll get a few messages that we missed a few, Dave. I know that. Here's a handoff. That's Micah McWell with it, and he hops over a tackle at the 45, brought down at the 46-yard line. Gain of four. Going to bring up third and short for Sioux City West. They'll call it 2 yards. West needs to get to the 48 for a first down. They got it on the 46.
Well, Wyatt Grubb was the first one in on the play that time, Mark. He is a senior, 5'10", 190 pounds.
Sioux City West, they do huddle up, and now they break the huddle with 10 seconds left in the play clock. They may have to hurry here. Quarterback is Aiden Belt, and I bet we may get a timeout to save a play here. 7:11 remaining, the game clock running here in the second quarter. Dowling 43, Sioux City West nothing, and now Belt under duress, lost it downfield, and the pass is Well, it's caught, and penalty flags down. Pass interference on Dowling, but it's caught nicely that time by Alec Neiman.
Boy, the way the offensive lineman for Sioux City did not block that time, it had to have been a screen pass, but that one sure didn't look like a screen pass to me. He just ended up throwing that ball long, and I believe they're going to call pass interference on Dowling.
19-yard gain. They'll decline the penalty, will Sioux City West. First down, Wolverines at the Dowling 35. Alec Neiman hooking up with quarterback Aiden Belt from 19 yards out, and Belt had everybody in the backfield as he threw it.
Yeah, he did.
And everybody, meaning the Dowling defensive front.
Right. They were all in there. That's why I thought it was a screen pass, and then he just threw it, 30, 40 yards downfield.
And it certainly did. First down, Sioux City West, the Dowling 35. This has been their deepest penetration night. Little swing pass to the right side, and it's caught out of the backfield, Michael McWell. And he gets outside the numbers to the 30-yard line. He's dropped right about the 28 of Dowling for gain of 7.
Now, Wells a good-looking athlete, and if I'm not mistaken, Mark, wasn't he the quarterback last year that you were talking about?
McWell, yeah.
Yeah.
Micah McWell, who caught the pass. He was.
He's a good-looking athlete and does a nice job.
So it's 2nd and 3 for Sioux City West. Line of scrimmage is a Dowling 28. The Maroons trying to pitch the shutout, leading 43-0. Man in motion, and Belt back to throw, and he fires it over the middle. It's caught, and a swarm of defenders for Dowling hit him at the 25-yard line. That receiver, number 14, and that is Alec Neiman.
Just enough to pick up the first down, Mark, for Sioux City West.
And they keep the drive alive as it is 1st and 10, Wolverines, at the Dowling 23, a gain of 5 on that reception. We want to thank the Catholic Tuition Organization, our good friends at Two Rivers Glass and Door, Mercy Medical, and Kemen for supporting our broadcast of Dowling Catholic football. All right, quarterback Belt rolls to his left, turns around left end, and goes out of bounds at the 15-yard line. He'll pick up 8 yards, and he'll bring up 2nd and 2.
Colton Sanders on the coverage and forcing the quarterback out of bounds on that play.
Of course, at halftime, we'll have interviews from one of the Hall of Fame members. Some folks may know her when they call the athletic office. Mary Pick will join us. She was recently inducted today to the Dowling Hall of Fame. Longtime assistant athletic director, jack of all trades, master of them all. And Mary will join us at halftime. And also, John Scheider will have an interview with the Catholic Football League president. So just tune in for halftime. Back to throw his belt. Those in the end zone. The pass is in and out of the hands.
Oh, my.
And caught. Touchdown. Touchdown, Sioux City West. Took it away from the Dowling defender that time. And on the reception is Alec Neiman.
And that was Charlie Johnson on the cover for Dowling. And I thought Charlie Johnson had that ball for a minute. But all of a sudden, the Sioux City player came down with it for the touchdown.
So the pass goes for 15 yards and a touchdown pass by Belt. And Sioux City West is on the board here in the second quarter. And the extra point is up. And Rafael Serrano's kick is good. So it's 43-7, Dowling with the lead over Sioux City West with 5:38 remaining here in the second quarter. A timeout on the field. We'll take one ourselves here on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network.
Dowling Catholic Sports is brought to you in part by St. Gregory Retreat Centers. Substance abuse can be a powerful addiction that often goes untreated. St. Gregory Retreat Centers is capable of treating even the worst cases of substance abuse. Their recovery program teaches traditional Catholic virtues and provides access to daily mass and reconciliation. If you or anyone you know is dealing with substance abuse, give St. Gregory a call at 888-778-5833 or visit them online at stgregorycTR.com.
Thank you, Northwest Bank, for your support of Dowling Catholic football broadcast. Northwest Bank is your community bank, offering accounts and services tailored to your needs with the flexibility to grow with you. Northwest Bank is committed to the communities they live in, and they are proud to support local athletes and celebrate their achievements in sports and the classroom. Northwest Bank would like to wish all the athletes good luck this season. Northwest Bank, online at bank-northwest.com. Northwest Bank, member FDIC.
Yeah!
Spread the word. We're the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
And we're back here at Valley Stadium here in West Des Moines. Mark Amadale along with Dave Marcoulier as Sioux City West goes 9 plays, 76 yards, capped off by quarterback Aiden Belt's 15-yard touchdown pass to Alec Neiman. And the extra point is good, and it's 43-7. And Zach Prey in a quarterback for the Maroons. He wears number 14, and the give is to the tailback, and running with it right up the gut is John Schmidt, who's in the lineup for Dowling. So Dave Marcoulier, the Maroon defense had some reserves in there. Now the Dowling offense doing the same.
Yeah, it looks like they're running, I believe, with the first line from what I can tell, which is good. You want to get that second unit backfield in with the first
line. Schmidt gained 7 yards on first down. Now he's got the ball again. He gets outside. He's got a first down at the 40, midfield, still on his feet down the near sideline. And he's being drugged down right about the 20-yard line. Nice run by John Schmidt. He gets all the way down the near sideline right in front of us, right along the Dowling sideline, and carries it to the 20-yard line of Sioux City West.
And John Schmidt is the one who you will see with the first unit who comes in when short yardage plays, things like that, going straight ahead. He's also a starting linebacker, plays a lot of linebacker in the defensive side of the ball.
55-yard run for Schmitty, first down. Dowling at the Sioux City West 20, and working out of the shotgun is quarterback Zach Prey, and he gives it to Schmidt right up the gut. Little read option, and Schmidt right over center, Dave, and gets it inside the 15, down to the 13, a gain of 7.
Yeah, nice job. Let's try and get a couple of these linemen. Adam Topping is still in there. Jesse Alger is in on the right. As I said, it is the starting line working with this second unit.
Hand off to Schmidt. He bounces outside the 10, and he dives toward the pylon. Did he get in? No, he didn't. Penalty flag's down.
Well, I saw a face mask.
I think Schmidt got on the face mask or on the front of his shoulder pads, and he gets it down inside the 1, so he gained a 12.5 yards. First and goal, Dowling, and we'll see what the penalty's about. John Chida, we haven't went to you in our change of possession, but the Maroons now have a drive of their own that started back at their own 20-yard line. It's been the John Schmidt show here.
Yeah, now John Schmidt's getting the workload on this drive, and he's doing a nice job. He made a nice cut and get to the outside to get him down there inside the red zone. And I thought he was in there. He got spun around with the face mask, but he still was standing on the pylon. You could see it go flying. So
yeah, that's true, Dave.
Yeah, well, his first cut was behind Mitch Goff. Mitch Goff probed from the left guard position, and John cut it up and then popped it out. Very nice run.
Face mask on Sioux City West. First and goal, Dowling. Hand off Schmidt, and he walks into the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, Maroons, by John Schmidt. And the Maroons just tacked on another score with 4:14 remaining here in the second quarter. John Schmidt on a one-yard run. And that caps off, Dave, a five-play, 80-yard drive.
That was pretty easy, Mark. Five plays, 80 yards, and second unit backfield with the starting offensive line, and that's a great opportunity for those running backs to run behind the first offensive line.
And Zach Prey will be in the hold, and here's the extra point that is good. And Dowling now leads it 50-7 with 4:14 remaining second quarter. Timeout on the field. We'll take one ourselves here on the Iowa Sports Network and Central Iowa Sports Network.
Thank you, Bordenero's Pizza and Pasta, for your support of Dowling Catholic High School football broadcast on Iowa Catholic Radio. Bordenero's is a family-owned business celebrating their 40th anniversary serving the greater Des Moines area. Whether you are dining in or takeout, their food is always hot and fresh. Now available in three locations, the original Bordy's at 6108 Southwest 9th Street, Bordy's at Drake, and in Wells Fargo Arena and Hy-Vee Hall. Nothing can beat sharing a meal with family and friends. Bordenero's Pizza and Pasta, online at bordenerospizza.com.
Thank you. you, Lichtig Family Dentistry, for your support of Dowling Catholic Football Broadcast. Dr. Dave Lichtig brings 31 years of clinical experience and provides all phases of oral care for the entire family, young to old. His new offices feature state-of-the-art equipment with a small-town feel. Dr. Dave and his friendly, experienced staff care for you like your family. Located down the hill from Wellman's Pub and the Funny Bone in the village of Ponderosa, 580 Market Street, Suite 102, West Des Moines, 515-493-0500. Online at drdavedds.com.
Welcome back to Valley Stadium here in West Des Moines. It's homecoming for Dowling Catholic and Athletic Hall of Fame induction ceremonies all day today. Riley Smith with the kickoff is filled at the 1 yard line by Sioux City West. And on the return is Jane. And he gets it up to about the 15 yard line. Connor James on the return for Sioux City West. That's where they'll have it first and 10. Let's go down to the Dowling sideline. That's where John Chido's been all night. Johnny?
Well, I kind of want to bring up a story my wife told me today. She was at the homecoming ceremony or the event. The event. And so she came home, and after the golf outing, she asked me, she goes, you know who has the most banners out of any sport team that's hanging in the gymnasium? I said, what's a football team? She said, no, it's a dance team. Ten-time state titles, the Dowling dance team. And I'm like, really?
So you got that in because you had to get that in tonight.
Yeah, I have it written here on my notes.
Wait a minute, John. Mark and I knew that. You didn't know that? Come on.
It's a long pass incomplete. While action's going on in the field, we're catching up with everything else. That's a good one, John. I like how you got that in tonight. that's funny. And Quentin Wellmaker was the intended receiver from the Dowling quarterback, and let's see, the Maroons are, I'm sorry, Quentin Wellmaker was the closest receiver. He's playing defensive back off the intended pass by Aiden Belt, and Belt lofted that up, and that wind took it. Second and 10, Sioux City West, a little swing pass right side, and with the ball is, that's Connor Byer, number 13, and a short gain, maybe of 3 or 4 yards, they bring up third down.
And it's so hard to call who makes the tackle because there are three or four in there every single time. Nick Bordenaro was the first one there, so we will give him credit for that tackle. We've called Nick's name quite a few times tonight already.
Yeah, that's true. 5 yard reception by Byer. Brings up third and 5, Sioux City West. Line of scrimmage is their own 22. Dowling 50, Sioux City West 7, second quarter. Back to throw it goes, and the pass is nearly intercepted. It went through one Dowling defender, and that was number 9, Quentin Wellmaker, who we talked about earlier. And almost having the ball, Dave, was Ashton Brown. Ashton almost came up with the pick 6.
Well, and the reason for that is Josh Passcatch was on a stunt that time, and he was on a dead sprint at the quarterback, and no one touched him, and he really forced him, Belt, to throw the ball much sooner than he wanted to.
So we'll bring up fourth down for Sioux City West. The line of scrimmage is their own 22-yard line. And here's a snap, and the snap rolls back the punter, and it's partially blocked at a short kick. And it'll go out of bounds right in front of the Dowling bench at the 43-yard line. So a 21-yard punt, no return, and Dowling will take over with their offense, first and 10, from the Sioux City West 43-yard line. And we want to thank our friends at Ashworth Vision, along with Construction Professionals, Kemen, and Dental Associates, for supporting our broadcast of Dowling Catholic Football. Let's go back. Do we dare go back to John Chido? Maybe we'll get another update here, Dave.
Go ahead. Take it from here, John.
Take it from here. Well, you know why these defensive backs play defensive back for a reason there. I went right through two defenders there. And both those guys should have made that play.
But, now on some teams,
nice,
John,
they made a catch.
John, on some teams they play, they're two-way players, so
yeah,
that's not necessarily true.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Well, both those guys played receiver, too, growing up.
That's right, and that is Connor Jackman on the carry for Dowling as the Maroons go to their bench. Jackman with the run from the Sioux City West 43 down to the Sioux City West 33, gain of 10, first down.
I see Nate Collins is getting some snaps in here on the offensive line.
And another handoff, and that time is Jackman again, and he's out of bounds near first down, right around the, I'm going to spot him out the 24 for a gain of 9.
Zach Calvert, senior, 6 feet, 220 pounds, in at center this series, Mark.
Bruins continue their hurry-up offense. They got Grant Jameson split wide left, and the quarterback for the Maroons is Zach Prey. Prey will keep it, and he's going to be stacked up right about the 22-yard line. He'll gain two, and he'll bring up third down.
And at left tackle is Ben Means, the junior, 6'5", 205, getting some snaps also. And right tackle, I think he's the only one I haven't called. Adam Kroll is in at right tackle.
Yes, he is. And the tight end is Spencer Smith, number 13, right next to him on the right side. Here's the snap. And running with the football, Zach Prey. They're going to run stretch right, and Zach knocked out of bounds right near the 10-yard line. They'll spot him out at 11, first down Maroons.
You know, what always amazes me is how this second-team unit can, the playbook really doesn't get much smaller with these kids. They continue to run what the first stringers do. Nice two-pulling linemen that time. Great execution by the offensive line and the running backs.
All right, Zach Roaring's put out wide left, along with Grant Jameson. A handoff is to Jackman. He turns the corner, cuts up field inside the five, and he couldn't spin out of a tackle. He's downed at the 3-yard line. He almost did it as he was 3 yards away from scoring and tackled by D.J. Hudson of Sioux City West.
Yeah, there was an interior fold block there by Topping did at that time. And the second-string backs really need to stick with the hole a little bit longer. They have a tendency to pop it out a little bit sooner than they need to.
Second and one, and for the first down, and two for the touchdown. It's touchdown Dowling as Maroons in the Bozeman red zone, and that's Quentin Wellmaker scoring from 2 yards out, Dave Marculli, and a little read option by the Dowling quarterback, Zach Prey, and he handed it off to Wellmaker, and he went right over right guard and tackle for the score.
And he went back behind Calvert and the Topping at guard and center, and right up the middle for the touchdown.
All right, the extra point is up, and it's no good. Off to the right as the extra point that time, no good. And let's see, that was a different kicker. That was not the normal kicker for the Maroons. Jonas Thompson missed the extra point, so it'll remain 56-7. Dowling with the lead with a minute 39 remaining in the half. Back in 1 minute here on the Iowa Catholic Radio Network and the Central Iowa Sports Network.
Thank you to Tamiya & Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic Football. Tamiya & Sons is an Italian family restaurant with old country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere where you may even spot a priest, politician, or even Willie Farrell. Take advantage of Tamiya & Sons bocce ball court with the kids while enjoying Tamiya's homemade bread, pasta, and real Italian homemade desserts. Tamiya & Sons is located on Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown Des Moines and around the corner from Graziano Brothers, 515-282-7976, TamiyaAndSons.net.
Hi, this is Teresa Tomio saying thank you, Bozeman DeFlores, for underwriting my show, Catholic Connection, and also for your great support of Iowa Catholic Radio for more than 10 years.
Flowers are a timeless gift. At Bozeman DeFlores, we believe in providing the best services all over the globe. Hi, this is Tom Bozeman, and we've opened a new store in West Des Moines at West Glen Town Center. With Bozeman's, you get fresh flowers 24-7 with same-day delivery anywhere in the world or around the corner. No rush, no fuss, 515-244-ROSE or online at Bozeman.com.
Every play, every game, every Friday night. You're listening to Dowling Catholic High School Football on the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
Welcome back to Valley Stadium in West Des Moines. Mark Amadale along with Dave Marcoulier. Our halftime guest is here, Mary Pick, who we'll talk to at halftime. She has a very nice thing to say about you, Dave.
She did.
A couple of things. I can't mention them on the radio, but she talks.
Mary's a good lady. Works very hard. Well-deserving of the Hall of Fame.
We'll get into that in more detail. All right, first down, Sioux City West from their own 20-yard line. A little swing pass to the right side, caught for a short gain up to the 23-yard line.
And the first question you can ask her,
okay,
is what is M&M Friday?
Okay, M&M Friday.
M&M
Why don't
Friday.
You sit in with us? You can sit in with us, Dave. I know we're going to be on TV and everything on the webcast.
No.
We do at halftime. All right, John Chido, we'll go down and report from you. We forgot about you last series.
Well, that's all right. Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm just talking chop with President Ed Wallace at the CFL.
Oh, you come up with some good questions to ask the good president.
Well, I thought I was going to give him the headset and
you can do that,
take
too.
Take it away.
You can just sit down there on the bench and
yep.
All right. You don't want to be on TV either. Nobody wants to be on TV.
No, I'm trying to think of a question to ask Coach here at halftime.
All right. Stand by. We'll
ask him what M&M Friday is. He would know.
Oh, my goodness. That's the one question you want me to lead with.
No, huh? You better not.
All right. Sioux City West with a 3rd and 5 from their own 25.
You can lead with Mary Pick with that question. I just wouldn't lead with Coach Wilson.
There you go. Tom Wilson will be our halftime guest. John Chida will catch up with him. Penalty flag down. That'll stop the clock with 20 seconds remaining in the first half. Dowling 56-7. Be a good time to recap some of the scoring in the game. Dowling started off with Mitchell Riggs with a 25-yard pick six from his linebacker spot. Just underway in the first quarter, Dowling led 7-0 with Riley Smith's extra point. Then Anthony Coppola caught a 4-yard touchdown pass from quarterback Blake Clark, the first of three touchdowns that Blake was involved with. He threw for 2 and ran for 1. And Bertrand's 2-point conversion run made it 15-0. And Dowling comes back in the next series. Jason Murray on a 45-yard run on a 4th and 2 gives Maroons a 21-0 lead. We're still in the first quarter. And with 5 minutes remaining in the first quarter, Sam Angoli in a 2-yard touchdown reception from quarterback Blake Clark made the score 29-0. And in the second quarter, quarterback Clark on a 2-yard run capped off scoring, and it was 36-0. Murray again in the next series, a 44-yard run, making the score 43-0. And then Sioux City West, quarterback Aiden Belt hooks up with Alex Neiman from 15 yards out, 43-7 our score. And then a pair of touchdown runs by John Schmidt and Quinton Wellmaker round out scoring here in the first half. Back to throw is quarterback Aiden Belt, launched it downfield, and the pass is overthrown and incomplete with 12 seconds remaining. Dave, he launched that ball about at least 60 yards in the air.
Yeah, he really did. He just threw it as long as he could there. And on the coverage that time was Ryan Adam.
All right, that'll bring up 4th and 2 for Sioux City West, and they will go into punt formation. The quarterback Belt.
Dowling has no one back for the punt.
It's a high, short kick. It's going to bounce at the 42 of Dowling. Take a Sioux City West bounce inside the 20.
Keep
that wind's blowing
it
inside
the
10.
There
and
we go.
The clock is out of time. And he downs at the 7-yard line. So a wind-aided punt as he got it away at the 10-yard line. Down inside the Dowling 10. And Dave Marculli, we're at halftime. Maroons leading 56-7 on homecoming and Athletic Hall of Fame night.
Yeah, just an outstanding first half for the Dowling Maroons, both offensively and defensively.
All right, with Dowling leading 56-7 at halftime, let's go down to the Dowling sideline report. That's John Chida with head coach Tom Wilson.
Coach, you got off to a good start with on a defensive play by Mitch Riggs, pick six to start off the scoring. The offense took over from there, nice running, good offensive line play. And you're also seeing a lot of new faces early on in the game. Your thoughts on the first half?
Really, we did what we hoped we'd do. I mean, there's times where you're sloppy and things like that. But as you mentioned, Riggs got us off to a good start. We had field position. Our kids executed. Now it's really about getting our younger guys and those that put in a lot of time some significant work.
Well, Coach, hope everybody stays healthy in the second half, and good luck.
Thank you.
All right, head coach Tom Wilson visiting with our John Chido at halftime. Dowling with the lead 56-7 over Sioux City West. And, hey, I want to thank the Dowling coaching staff. They're bringing over the halftime statistics. And Dave Marculli, obviously it's all Dowling as you look at this first half. The Maroons with a total offense of 379 yards. They've been averaging over 500 yards of total offense. They're at 379 at halftime, Sioux City West at 128. Breaking that down, the Maroons rushed the ball for 326 yards and passed for 53. Sioux City West passed for 98 yards and rushed for 30 in the first half. And penalties, Dowling's been penalized 4 times for 25 yards. Sioux City West, 1 penalty for 15 yards. And Maroons had 18 first downs in the first half, 6 for Sioux City West. Individually, Blake Clark, a quarterback, 3 out of 6 passing, no interceptions, 53 yards, and 2 touchdowns for the Dowling quarterback. On the ground, Jason Murray in the first half, 10 carries, 163 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Jason averaging 16.3 yards per carry. John Schmidt, 5 carries, 79 yards, and a touchdown. Blake Clark, 5 carries, 41 yards, and a touchdown. Connor Jackman carried it three times for 28 yards. Zach Prey, two carries for 13. And Quentin Wellmaker, one carry for 2 yards and a touchdown. For Sioux City West, Aiden Belt, leading ball carrier, the quarterback carrying five times for 22 yards. Micah McWell, five carries for 11. And Belt at quarterback, 12 of 27 passing for 98 yards, one touchdown, and one interception. Leading receiver for Dowling is Anthony Coppola, two catches for 51 yards. Sam Angoli, one catch for 2 yards. And for Sioux City West, Connor Beyer, five catches for 42 yards. And Alex Neiman, four catches for 40 yards. So look at our halftime statistics. Dave, anything particular stick out to you? I like the time of possession. Dowling had the ball only 8 minutes and 20 seconds. Sioux City West had the ball nearly 16 minutes, but it doesn't show on the scoreboard.
No, it doesn't. That's because Dowling scored so quickly. But, you know, what stands out the most to me is 379 yards total offense the first half alone. That's usually a game. Jason Murray, 10 carries for 163 yards. That's a bunch of yards in one half.
It certainly is. Again, our halftime score, Dowling 56, Sioux City West 7. Our halftime guest will be one of the Hall of Fame inductees, Mary Pick. You and I know her well. She'll say good things about me. Not so much maybe about you, Dave Marcouli. I don't know.
We'll have to wait and see.
And sit in with this. Are you going to sit in with this, be on TV and all that?
Well.
You're going to think about it.
We'll see.
All right. Back after these messages here on the Iowa Catholic Radio Network and the Central Iowa Sports Network.
Thank you, Skeffington's Formal Wear, for sponsoring Dowling Catholic High School football. In business since 1951, Skeffington's Formal Wear offers quality service, style, and selection, providing tuxedos, suits, and casual groom attire for weddings, proms, and any other special occasion. Skeffington's Formal Wear, with convenient locations in Des Moines, West Des Moines, Davenport, Coralville, and Ankeny. All locations are family-owned and operated by members in their respective communities, fitting you for life celebrations. Online at skeffingtons.com.
Jeb, what do you mean, what am I doing next week? That's frankly rude. You're right, Deacon Tony. Next week is Fall Carathon. Folks, whoever knew begging for money and writing checks could be so much fun? But every time we do this, I'm amazed at your generosity and the joy of your giving hearts. And besides, I heard Jeb say he doesn't think we can beat last time's mark. Let's prove Jeb wrong! Fall Carathon, next week. Boom!
Steve DeVinny is proud to serve the Des Moines area at one of the first investment firms to offer a client bill of rights. At Steve DeVinny Wealth Solutions of Raymond James, we believe you have the right to full disclosure regarding the cost and risk to your investments. You also have a right to recommendations that are consistent with the objective of enhancing your financial well-being. Financial advisor Steve DeVinny, 515-221-2385 or online at raymondjames.com/DeVinny Wealth Solutions. Raymond James & Associates, member New York Stock Exchange, SIPC, life well planned.
Thank you, construction professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up, heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, construction professionals.
Friday nights never sounded better. You're listening to Dowling Catholic High School football on the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
And welcome back to Valley Stadium here in West Des Moines as we are at halftime on Dowling's homecoming and Athletic Hall of Fame night. Dowling leading 56-7. My name is Mark Amadale, and I'm joined here at halftime by one of the Dowling Hall of Fame inductees, and that's longtime Dowling assistant athletic director, jack of all trades, master of them all in the athletic office, Mary Pick. Mary, welcome.
Thank you very much, Mark.
I didn't mean to make you, giggle like that, but you know what? It's all true. If you call Dowling, and there's a lot of us here, Pete Tarpey, myself, a lot of us call for things we need, and you run that athletic department. Tom Wilson had some great thoughts, comments about you earlier tonight on our pregame show. But, Mary, thanks for all you do. Well recognized, and I know it's hard to get you in front of a camera, let alone a microphone, but we appreciate everything you've done, and really, congratulations.
Thank you very much. You know, I love Dowling.
And I know that.
It means a lot to me, but I've loved every minute of working at Dowling, so it's all good.
Now, people, Mary did not start in the athletic department. You started in a different department and then got into athletics. And you've broken in, what, four or five athletic directors here in the how many years?
Yep.
Four?
Yeah. I started in the athletic department in 2003 with John Hayes, mm-hmm. who I loved. Big, huge personality.
Oh, yeah. I remember that every Friday night.
Yes.
Remind me about that, yeah.
We had so much fun, and actually, and then I think I worked for him for 3 or 4 years, and then Steve Shanks came, a couple years with him, and then Mike Ketchum, 4 years.
That's right.
And then when Mike left, thankfully, Tom Wilson got the job.
So how many years is that with you in the athletic department at Dowling?
Started in 2003.
Okay.
So
14 years.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But you were part of Dowling before that.
I was.
You were in the alumni office or something like that?
No, I started off volunteering for the Parent Guild.
Okay.
And in 1996. And then I started as Guild coordinator. And then Kay McNerney was in the athletic office and said she was leaving. So I just thought, and it was my good fortune to start working in the athletic department.
And boy, has it ever grown. You know, athletics and activities at Dowling, and
yes.
all these high schools have grown. There used to be a staff. You had the athletic director, and you had the athletic secretary. Well,
right.
now it has grown. We have an assistant athletic director in right. most cases, activities director that helps out with game management. Several places, like my good friend Bill Watson over at Urbandale, they've got quite a staff.
Yes, they
just
do.
Just made of the athletic, and that is how much it's grown in the last 15, 20 years.
Right. Just made it's so much fun though for me and for I think everybody. Just but it's all kinds of people helping out, putting everything together. You know, bus drivers, our great maintenance staff who I love, people in the Molly in the cafeteria. It's just all people that come together to help us out. So it takes a whole lot.
Mary, coordinating everything, and in season sports, and you have the out of season sports that are trying to, you know, get their camps filled and all that.
Right.
There's so much that goes on. It's not just a 6 or 7 month position anymore. It's 12 months out of the
year. It is. And people are at kids are at Dowling all the time. Mm-hmm. Our fields, our track, everything is filled with kids practicing, coaches there, and it is a full time with coaching.
My guest is Mary Pick, the longtime associate athletic director at Dowling, and she's inducted in the Dowling Hall of Fame earlier today, recognized before the game on the field. How was that feeling? And talk about who was down there with you. There's a guy that won't come in. He won't stand next to Dave Marculli in the background here, but that's your husband.
Yes.
What's going on with him?
He says he's listened to me on the radio, so he's going to critique me, I'm sure, after we get done.
Dowling leading 56-7 over Sioux City West, and I was supposed to ask you for Mr. Marculli. You probably heard us talking during the breaks about M&M Friday. Is that
Dave's
right?
Dave's favorite day. Every Friday, I put out a mixture of M&M and M&M peanuts, and this year something new, M&M caramel M&Ms.
That's what that was about. It had something to do with food. I'm thinking, are they maybe raising money for a worthy cause? No, it's Dave Marculli's cause.
Dave, yes.
And you supplied that habit for him.
I still do.
He comes around?
No, but he knows on Fridays I have M&Ms in my candy dish.
That is awesome. Mary, you've had so many memories there. So many people have passed the hallways, teachers, young people. Some of them back tonight, member of the Hall of Fame. You were there, I think, with several of them when they're in their careers at Dowling. Maybe a memory or two that kind of sticks out. A lot of state titles, in all different sports, but something that kind of close to your heart in your years there.
Well, I remember when John was there, how when we played basketball, you didn't just have general admission tickets. You had to pick out where your seats were, and John having all these tickets and who was going to sit where. I remember the very first football championship Matt Dillon won, but then when Tom won in 2010, it was just so exciting, and it was just the best. It was so fun. And then every single year that each of our teams get to the state championships or even the state meet, it's just so fun for me to go and watch the kids.
You know, when school's out in the summer, we've had some state titles in softball and in baseball. And there's nobody there to celebrate it because classes aren't going on. But you're there with the rest of the staff, and that's got to be pretty special when those summer sports do very well.
Mm-hmm. And, really, we do have – there's lots of fans there, too, that, fill the all alumni, some of the older people that come and watch the games, which is so fun, just all these people that come back and watch all of our team sports. It's fun.
I notice our sideline has quite a few priests that come down, and I'm sure you've had a say into who gets on the sideline and who doesn't with Coach Wilson and the rest of the staff.
I let everyone down, OC, not so much. We have to keep it, you know, to a minimum, but he does a good job with that. He
certainly does. Well, Mary, we appreciate you taking time. Anybody you want to say hello to out there? Mention your family. I know they've been a big part of this because you spent many hours at Dowling during the school day, but also in the evening activities. I know you're there. You come and watch the games. Anybody you want to say hi to?
Well, my sister and husband from Omaha, Pat and Mark, came up and surprised to me, and I think they're listening. So I want to say hi and thanks so much for coming. My sister in Washington, D.C., was going to come, but she's on call for Hurricane Irma, I believe. And, of course, my two boys, Matt and Josh, Nicole, and my little baby, Eliza. I want to say hi to her. Big kiss. See them in a week.
All right, and we got to, don't forget your husband. His first name is?
Ron.
And Ron is hiding behind Dave Marculia.
Yeah, he's way back. There he is. Hi, Ron. He's been supportive of me through all this time and loves coming to Dowling things just as much as I do. So,
well,
love
that,
him.
That is well said because that's all true. You love Dowling. We know you love Dowling. The teachers, the coaches, the kids, not calling kids, but the students, they all love what you do and helping them through whatever their endeavor is. And you've done that. And congratulations, Mary Pick,
thanks
the 2017 Dowling Catholic Hall of Fame inductee, folks.
Oh,
how about a hand for her, huh?
Thanks a lot. Appreciate
Mary,
that.
Thanks for joining us here at halftime.
Thank you.
All right. Congratulations. We'll take a break and come back with more halftime here. We have Athletic Hall of Fame, and we have Catholic Football League recognition. We'll go to that after this break here on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network.
Romans 2:12 says, "Do not conform yourselves to this age, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and pleasing and perfect."
And that's what I like so much about Catholic Radio, Deacon Tony. I'm able to hear God's word and learn about my faith through so many of the programs.
It is a blessing to have a local radio station to provide God's message. We want our listeners to prayerfully consider giving to the upcoming Fall Carathon. Become an Iowa Catholic Radio family member today.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with a mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Carbaca, Dr. Sarah Lucan, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
Thank you, Mercy Medical Center, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. Mercy is a Catholic hospital that provides complete care for Central Iowans. Mercy has you covered with care for adults and children. From the cardiovascular care at the Iowa Heart Center to the pediatric services of Mercy's Children's Hospital and clinics. With more than 50 primary care clinics in the Des Moines area, there is a convenient Mercy location near you. Online at mercydesmoines.org. Mercy, live up.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, creating commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. Also serving your home needs by creating custom frameless shower doors, mirrors, glass tabletops, and specialty glass. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Design, fabrication, and installation. 515-222-4860. Online at tworiversglass.com. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Serving imaginations since 1992.
This is the only place to hear every play of every Dowling Catholic High School football game. We're the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
And welcome back to Valley Stadium here on Homecoming for Dowling Catholic 2017. Mark Amadale along with Dave Marculia and of course, John Chido down the field. 56-7 is our score. Dowling with the lead here at halftime over Sioux City West. I want to thank Mary Pick, Dowling Associate Athletic Director, being inducted in the Hall of Fame tonight, along with Spencer Navin, Amara Darboe, Ben Bozen, Zach Dillon, Debbie Connor Kennedy, and, of course, we mentioned Mary Pick. And right now we also have Catholic Football League recognition tonight. Let's go down to the field, and John Chido has the president of Dowling Catholic or rather the Catholic Football League with him. Johnny?
Yeah, I'm standing here with Ed Wallace. So, Mark, I'm going to leave it to you to ask Ed or give it to Ed to take it away, because tonight was CFL night, and he's going to talk a little bit about that.
Sounds good, John. Well, Ed, welcome to the program, and appreciate you visiting with us. And the president of the Catholic Football League, not that, a couple months into your term?
That's right, Mark. A pleasure to be with you, and a pleasure to be on the broadcast. Like anything else, we've got a great group of kids coming through CFL recognition night. We're blessed to have this also be homecoming. We've got about 600 student-athletes ages from first grade all the way to seventh, and they were able to enjoy the ball game here. We also had a great golf outing here today earlier at Blank, where we had just short of 70 golfers supporting the Catholic Football League as we look to raise funds and continue to upgrade our equipment and do all the good work that is expected of us as we've been in business for, you know, some 53 years of volunteer activity.
Well, Ed, I know with the Catholic Football League, you have a lot of kids of different ages, and, you know, with the safety issues that have been going on, you guys are at the forefront of that. I know you raised some money today to help buy those special helmets and keep that rotation going, but the safety has been a big factor of teaching football to the young people.
Right, and it all starts with Coach Wilson. Coach Wilson really, really emphasizes USA football and the heads-up tackling. And, you know, the one thing we've done that it's really kind of differentiated us in the youth football marketplace is we have begun the process of delaying the tackling. We're doing more with the 7-on-7, more with the flag, and quite frankly, having our student-athletes really understand the game before they begin to tackle, and that's been really, really successful. We've had a lot of kids coming over from public school and other places to join our league because they know that safety is number one, and quite frankly, we've got you know, a terrific group of coaches and volunteers and parents that are so supportive of our program.
Well, they certainly are, Ed. And, you know, talk about how many members, how many kids you have registered in Catholic Football League. Keep in mind, you lost your eighth grade group because they moved now to the high school level. So how many kids you have now through seventh grade?
We have just short of 600 student-athletes. And like anything else, they're higher at the younger ages. But one of the things we're talking to them about is staying together, keeping it together, and you know, really putting an emphasis on fun and fundamentals. You know, a lot of times football, you get into wins and losses and thinking about what the next step is. But quite frankly, we're really, really encouraging our coaches and our student-athletes to put an emphasis on fun and enjoy being out there. We've also had the good blessing of having Dowling Catholic open up the campus for us to have our ball games. You know, for a long time, we were at Little All-American Field down on the south side, and Dowling has been so gracious to let us use their facility, you know, not only for our flag teams, but also for our transitional flag, which is shoulder pads and helmets. And, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't say how much Mary Pick does mean to us in the CFL. So hats off to her on her Hall of Fame induction. She's just really the heart and soul of you know, Dowling Catholic Athletic Department, and is so accommodating to us as we work through our progressions. And, again, our hats off from a CFL perspective to Mary.
Yeah, she does a lot of activities not only with Dowling but the extension of Dowling, and that is you, Ed, with the Catholic Football League. We're talking with Ed Wallace here at halftime, the president of the CFL. And, Ed, if folks are interested and there's parents out there listening, how would they get in touch with you or the CFL? I know you have a great website. John Chidle talks about that all the time. But how would folks get in touch if they're interested in becoming and joining the Catholic Football League?
Well, I appreciate you asking, Mark. Like anything else, you can go on to dmcatholicfootball.com. Again, dmcatholicfootball.com. Go on. Feel free to email us, to text us, to reach out to any of our board members. We have a lot of investment, not only from a personnel perspective, but also you know, from a financial perspective. And so we'd love to have new student-athletes and new volunteers, you know, coming into the league. And so I appreciate the opportunity to be with you.
Now, when those 600 Catholic Football League young men took the field tonight, how come they beat the coaches all the way to the other sideline? I can't quite figure that out.
Well, I think it has something to do with arthritis, Mark. I know that some of my guys weren't stretched out at all. I know that some of our young people have done a real nice job with the sugar and you know, all the different things that goes into the body on a Friday night. But I know that we had some of our coaches with a little bit of arthritis. So we'll see if we can't work through those.
I'm going to keep that in mind, arthritis. All right. John, you still with us? You got a question for Ed before we let him go?
Yeah, Ed, come from another Catholic school out west, Iowa City, Regina, who also has a great tradition and program. And I guess Ed was quite a player back in the day.
I don't know about that. I had the problematic distinction of playing college football for a guy named Jim Williams at Simpson College. So I shudder a little bit when I see him on the sideline, just because I'm waiting for whatever's next.
Ed, I remember those days with Coach Williams. I did their broadcast for the last 5 years before he retired, so I do remember some of those games and those long road trips.
Absolutely, no question. You always wanted to be on the right side of the coin, but it's an absolute pleasure and blessing to have Coach Williams still with us and mentoring so many young people here at Dowling Catholic.
Well, you as well. We appreciate the responsibility you took on not too long ago as you stepped up to being president of the CFL, and that's quite a responsibility, but you got a pretty good staff around you.
We do. We got a lot of seasoned veterans, and like anything else, this league doesn't last for 53 years and beyond without terrific support within the community, but also terrific support with the dads and moms and folks that help us arrange the games and that type of thing. So, and again, hats off to Catholic Radio for helping us out as a sponsor for our golf outing today. Thank you.
You're most welcome, Ed, and thank you for joining us here at halftime, and keep up the good work.
Very good. Thank you.
All right, Ed Wallace is our halftime guest along with Mary Pick. We'll take a break and come back with the start of the second half. Dowling 56, Sioux City West 7, here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic sports and activities is provided by Kemin, using science to improve the world.
Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients used by the feed and food industries and the health, nutrition, and beauty markets.
Kemin's vision is to improve the quality of life by touching half the people of the world every day with their products and services.
Kemin, using science to improve the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Hi, I'm Al Cresta, host of Cresta in the Afternoon. Catholic radio is absolutely necessary because the secular media just doesn't get our story. And secular media doesn't share our values. What's important to us is not necessarily what's important to them. So no matter what you can give, I'm asking you to prayerfully support Catholic radio in your area.
Call now to make your Carathon donation. Call 515-223-1150 or go to iowacatholicradio.com.
Prayerfully consider making a gift right now.
Spread the word. We're the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
And welcome back to Valley Stadium. We're underway here in the second half. Mark Hamadale, Dave Marcoulet, and on the first play of the second half, Dowling with the football. And from their own 20-yard line, the quarterback is wide receiver Zach Roy, and the quarterback for Dowling is Zach Prey. And he finished up the second quarter, Dave, or the first half, as the Maroons lead it 56-7.
Yeah, and Dowling working with their second team now this second half.
And we'll try to get the young men on the field, and Prey hands it off and breaking tackles, and that is Connor Jackman down the near sideline. He might go inside the 30, inside the 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Connor Jackman, a 74-yard touchdown run on the second play of the second half, and the Maroons extend their lead to 56-7, pending the extra point, Dave.
And Connor is 5'10", junior, 165 pounds, did a very nice job. Initially, it looked like they were going to make the tackle, but he was able to shake loose and cut it outside. And he used his speed the rest of the way, Mark.
He sure did. I didn't see any arthritis in those legs, John Scheido.
John's on break now.
Yeah. And the extra point is good by the Maroons, so Dowling increases lead to 63-7 over Sioux City West. Well, take a timeout here on the Iowa Sports Network and the Central Iowa Sports Network.
Your donation to the Catholic Tuition Organization makes a huge difference for kids and their families who want to send their children to Catholic schools, just can't afford it. Get 65% of your donation as an Iowa income tax credit, and then deduct the whole amount when you itemize on your federal return. Adds up to huge savings. Some give stock, others grain, some on a credit card. Hey, we even accept checks. Pledge or donate online, ctoiowa.org. The bottom line, it's for the kids and their future.
Hey friends, John Leonetti here. Big thanks to R&R Realty Group for underwriting my show and for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. R&R Realty Group Sierra Point Apartments are located in West Des Moines. Think granite tops, oversized windows, 24-hour health center, and heated underground parking. R&R Realty Group is locally owned by a Catholic family, a great blessing to Iowa Catholic Radio. RRRealty.com. That's RRRealty.com.
And we're back here at Valley Stadium. Dowling going two plays, 80 yards here in the second half on their first offense possession. And Connor Jackman, a 74-yard run. Extra point was good. I tried to mention no arthritis in his legs, and I got nothing. And I have to go down to our sideline reporter for that. The kickoff goes out of bounds. First and 10, Sioux City West from their own 20-yard line. Let's go down to John Chido. John, you didn't catch my little dig there at the Catholic Football League coaches.
No, but it was a good one too, Mark. And then you got dead air.
Yeah.
I won't hear anything about that one, will I?
Story of my life, dead air.
Dead air.
Me and dead air Mark Coulier. Yeah, that's me. But, hey, how about that run by Jackman? He showed his speed. He's the third running back now with the injury to
Connor Jackman had some wheels, and he's only a junior, so.
Matt Moore is trying to spit out to his injury.
So that was a great run by. He kind of just left the pack in the dust there.
He certainly did. All right, first down, Sioux City West. They'll start on their own 20-yard line. They do an inside handoff, and Dave, nothing there. A lot of maroon shirts in the backfield. Saying Darryl Hall carried the ball for Sioux City West, and he's dropped back at the 19-yard line, loss of one.
And that was Wyatt Grubb on the bottom of the pile. Wyatt's a senior, 5'10", 190 pounds. That's the second time we've called his name, I believe, tonight, Mark.
Game clock. We're on the continuous clock here in the second half. Dowling leading by more than 35 points. The Mercy rule in effect here in the third quarter. 9:40 and counting. 63-7 Maroons. All right, here's Sioux City West, and quarterback hands it off. Abel Harker is the sophomore quarterback, and he's in there right now. He wears number 8. And he gives the handoff to one of his tailbacks who gets up to the 20, and that's Hall on the carry.
Michael Rodriguez, a junior linebacker, putting the first shot on him. But then about two or three others, four, five, or six.
So Abel Harker, the quarterback, 5'9", sophomore. Handed off to Darryl Hall, another sophomore at 5'10". So head coach Joe Schmitz in Sioux City West in his first year after coming over from Briarcliff, trying to resurrect the program. They have not had a winning season in 19 years. And now here is a sophomore quarterback, Harker, taking around right in down a little stretch play, and he gets up to the 25-yard line to bring up 4th and 5 from the Sioux City West 25.
Well, I know Rex Kromkowski and a couple others got in there, and the quarterback was just flat out running for his life, Mark. A host of Dowling Maroons were chasing him and finally caught him and held him to or set up a 4th and 5 situation.
All right, in the punt is Jose Ortega, 5'11", 175-pound punter, and he'll stand back at his own 10-yard line. Awaiting the snap, back deep for Dowling is Connor Jackman. Here's a snap, and Ortega gets the punt away. And Jackman goes back inside the 30, and he'll let it bounce, and it'll bounce right about the 29. That's where Dowling's offense will start. First and 10 from their own 29-yard line, 8:02, and the clock running here as we change possession. Dowling leading 63-7 here on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network. We want to recognize Ashworth Vision, Construction Professionals, and Dental Associates, our supporters. Let's go down to the Dowling sideline. That is where John Chido is at tonight. John?
Yeah, Mark, I just want to give a shout out. I want to mention my cousin's son, Xavier Chido, who was in on 3 of the tackles last possession and is having a good start to the second half.
Yes, he certainly is. Xavier did a good job that last. I heard Dave Marculli mention his name, and that means something happened if you mentioned his name, Dave.
Yeah.
You know, we all know that.
There are a host of Maroons in on these tackles, so it's really tough to give credit to one particular person. But
all right, Dowling on offense, and a little swing pass from the right side from Zach Prey, and it's caught. And it's caught for a first down. Nice job that time by Jack Lyman, who caught the football.
Lyman. In that center now is Matt English getting some snaps. At right guard, Mark, is Sean Pachu.
And Lyman, who made the catch, 6'1", 180-pound junior. Now we have a penalty flag down. First down, Maroons. That was an 11-yard gain from the Dowling quarterback. And we got a penalty. Clock continues to run. So Maroons now will interchange tailbacks. Josh Passcatch in there, number 35. Out wide to the right, number 86 is Mason Heckman. And here's Prey out of the shotgun. Zach with it. Here's a snap. And the give is to the tailback, Quentin Wellmaker. And he gets some of that yardage back.
Well, and on the tackle that time, Mark, was Keenan Woodruff. He's 5'10", 285, and he is a load to block.
So Wellmaker actually loses a yard, so it'll bring up 2nd and 17. The Maroons had first down after the penalty, so it's 2nd and 17 as we approach the 6-minute mark here in the third quarter. And now Prey with it, throws to his right, fires the ball out, and the pass is incomplete, broken up nicely by the defensive back for Sioux City West, and that being Marcus McCray. Heckman, the tender receiver for Dowling.
Try and get some more of these numbers as we time permits. At left tackle, looks like Adam Topping has moved to left tackle. Let me double check.
Yeah, they've moved some people on the offensive line from a normal spot to a different one. And here's Prey on play action. Back to throw. Rolls to his right. Wants to throw it. Fires the ball downfield. He's got a man open, and it's caught. That's Mason Heckman with the catch inside the 15 and finding right out of bounds right about the 13-yard line. Heckman got behind the secondary, and Prey had enough time to get it to him.
Yeah, fortunately, because Heckman was just waiting there for the ball to come down, and it finally did, and he was just wide open. Nice route.
52-yard reception by Heckman, and Dowling now in the Bows in the Flores red zone inside the 20. They're going to spot the ball at the 15 is where he went out of bounds as we're under 5 minutes here in the third quarter. 63-7 Dowling. And now Prey out of the shotgun. And he'll give it to his tailback. And that's Connor Jackman with it inside the 5, and he's down near the 2.
A very nice run by Connor. Riley Fitzpatrick is playing left tackle, Mark. He did a nice job opening up the hole there along with the left guard.
Tegan Johnson is the ball carrier, excuse me. Tegan, the 5'9 sophomore in there, plays on that sophomore team. By the way, both sophomore and freshman teams won last night. And now a handoff by Prey, and he gets it to Wellmaker, and he's in for the score, or did they stop him down, Dave?
No, just short.
Down to the 1 yard line, so gain.
Well, I guess he did score.
I thought he did.
Not a lot of cheering, so it's hard to tell.
Touchdown, Dowling, and the Maroons increase their lead to 69-7 with Wellmaker on a 1 yard run. And now Dowling will attempt the extra point. Zach Prey will hold. And Jonas Thompson, the junior kicker, puts it through. And it's Dowling now leading at 70-7 with 3:45 remaining here in the third quarter. Back after these messages here on the Iowa Catholic Radio Network and the Central Iowa Sports Network.
Dowling Catholic Sports is brought to you in part by St. Gregory Retreat Centers. Substance abuse can be a powerful addiction that often goes untreated. St. Gregory Retreat Centers is capable of treating even the worst cases of substance abuse. Their recovery program teaches traditional Catholic virtues and provides access to daily mass and reconciliation. If you or anyone you know is dealing with substance abuse, give St. Gregory a call at 888-778-5833 or visit them online at stgregorycr.com.
Thank you, Bordenero's Pizza and Pasta, for your support of Dowling Catholic High School football broadcast on Iowa Catholic Radio. Bordenero's is a family-owned business celebrating their 40th anniversary serving the greater Des Moines area. Whether you are dining in or takeout, their food is always hot and fresh. Now available in 3 locations, the original Bordy's at 6108 Southwest 9th Street, Bordy's at Drake, and in Wells Fargo Arena and Hy-Vee Hall. Nothing can beat sharing a meal with family and friends. Bordenero's Pizza and Pasta, online at bordenerospizza.com.
Every play, every game, every Friday night, you're listening to Dowling Catholic High School football on the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
And welcome back to Valley Stadium here on homecoming for Dowling Catholic. The Maroons lead it 70-7 over Sioux City West. 2 minutes, 10 seconds remaining. Third quarter. Some scores to update you on. It's Ankeny Centennial leading Des Moines Lincoln 35-6 in the second half. Other games has Indianola leading 13-7 over Southeast Polk leading 13-7 over Indianola. And now on first down, here is a completed pass for Sioux City West. A little swing pass to the right side. And that's Abel Harker with the completion. So we got a few scores to get in here. Dave Marcoulier, what else we got? As scores continue to kind of pour in tonight here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Waukee leading 41-13 over Roosevelt. Johnson leading East 28-21. These are all second-half scores. Urbandale and Lewis Central tied at 7, and Valley leading Fort Dodge 24-14 to some of the scores that have been passed along. Here it's Dowling 70, Sioux City West 7 here in the third quarter. Now a little jet sweep, a handoff in the backfield, and ball carrier is wrapped up and taken down, and that is Nick Puente. That'll bring up third and long. John Chido's on the Dowling sideline, and John, give us an update before the third quarter comes to an end.
Well, as Mark and Dave, it's really nice to see a lot of new faces getting a lot of reps this early in the ball game, and they're really good reps too, because this defense is playing strong. I mean, this whole series of the offense has gone nowhere but backwards. So defense doing their job. Offense had a nice drive behind a fresh offensive line. A lot of good things looking ahead in the future for Dowling football.
Yeah, you know, John, Coach Wilson talks about that, getting ready for next year, getting these guys seasoned. And, Dave, you can't buy time like this, you know, when you're getting a varsity game.
You really can't. This is just absolutely fantastic reps for these kids.
All right, Harker completes the pass for Sioux City West. And with
fumble, and I think Dowling got it, Mark.
The ball carrier went down right about the 25-yard line. As you mentioned, Dave, the ball came out, but no signal yet from the officials. And no indication. Dowling's got it. They say they have it. And the Maroons have it at the Sioux City West 26-yard line.
Michael Rodriguez.
So Rodriguez with the fumble recovery. He's got his own cheering section over here, Rodriguez does.
Yeah, and I just got all 11 defensive players, numbers down, ready to call some names and
change of possession,
and
Dave.
Change of possession.
All right, we've come to the end of the third quarter here at Valley Stadium on Dowling's homecoming and Athletic Hall of Fame night and Catholic football night with the score. Dowling 70, Sioux City West 7, back with the fourth quarter in 1 minute on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network.
Steve DeVinny is proud to serve the Des Moines community at DeVinny Wealth Solutions of Raymond James. Steve has spent his more than 23-year financial services career helping his clients realize their financial goals through individual planning, professional advice, and dedicated personal service. Understanding each client is unique, Steve strives to help the individuals he serves solve their own specific investment and financial puzzle. Steve DeVinny at 221-2385 or at raymondjames.com/DeVinny Wealth Solutions. Raymond James & Associates, member New York Stock Exchange, SIPC.
Thank you to Tamiya & Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic football. Tamiya & Sons is an Italian family restaurant with old country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere where you may even spot a priest, politician, or even Willie Farrell. Take advantage of Tamiya & Sons bocce ball court with the kids while enjoying Tamiya's homemade bread, pasta, and real Italian homemade desserts. Tamiya & Sons is located on Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown Des Moines and around the corner from Graziano Brothers. 515-282-7976. TamiyaAndSons.net.
We're starting the weekend Catholic style. You're listening to Dowling Catholic High School football on the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
And welcome back to Valley Stadium. Underway here in the fourth quarter. Dowling with a running play to start the fourth quarter. Grant Jameson. Or check that. It was Chase Household. Hauschult with the carry, the sophomore running back, and he gets it down to the 20-yard line. Dowling penalized on the first play of the fourth quarter, backed him up 5 yards, and Hauschult got most of that back. He gets it down to the Sioux City West 21-yard line. The Maroons leading 70-7. Mark Amadale, Dave Marcoulier, John Chido out of the pistol formation. Pray, and the give is to the tailback, and that is Tegan Johnson in there, number 31 for the Maroons. Another sophomore running back, and he gets it down inside the 20. Dave?
They're shuffling players in and out, but at last look for me, Adam Kroll in at right tackle, number 54. Nate Ray in at right guard, number 60. Matt English in at center, left guard, Ben Means.
All right, here's Prey with the handoff and running with the football. A nice hard run by Chase Hauschult as he is interchanging with another Dowling running back. And he picked up the first down inside the 10 down to the 8-yard line.
And left tackle, Tom Nolan. In at the line right now.
All right, first and goal, Dowling, as they're in the Bozen red zone here in the fourth quarter. want to thank Bosun's for over 40 years. They have a new location now at West Glen Town Center. You can also reach them online at Bosun.com. Oh, and now a touchdown run by the Maroons. Next carry is Tegan Johnson, the sophomore, carrying it in. And he scores from 8 yards out. So how about that, Dave, on the change of possession, recovered fumble by Michael Rodriguez. Four plays later, Dowling goes 36 yards and an 8-yard touchdown by Tegan Johnson.
And nice blocking by Adam Kroll over on that right side and Nate Ray. And also one other player I want to get, Mark, is Jack Rood has been in at tight end.
So that's the first score of the fourth quarter, and now Prey will stay in to hold. And the extra point attempt coming from Jonas Thompson. The ball down. The kick is high enough, long enough, and it's good. So Dowling extends its lead to 77-7 with 9:20 remaining, fourth quarter. Back after these messages here on the Iowa Catholic Radio Network and the Central Iowa Sports Network.
Thank you, Lichtig Family Dentistry, for your support of Dowling Catholic football broadcast. Dr. Dave Lichtig brings 31 years of clinical experience and provides all phases of oral care for the entire family, young to old. His new offices feature state-of-the-art equipment with a small-town feel. Dr. Dave and his friendly, experienced staff care for you like your family. Located down the hill from Wellman's Pub and the Funny Bone in the village of Ponderosa, 580 Market Street, Suite 102, West Des Moines, 515-493-0500. Online at drdavedds.com.
Hi, this is Teresa Tomio saying thank you, Bosun the Florist, for underwriting my show, Catholic Connection, and also for your great support of Iowa Catholic Radio for more than 10 years.
Flowers are a timeless gift. At Bosun the Florist, we believe in providing the best services all over the globe. Hi, this is Tom Bosun, and we've opened a new store in West Des Moines at West Glen Town Center. With Bosun's, you get fresh flowers 24-7 with same-day delivery anywhere in the world or around the corner. No rush, no fuss, 515-244-ROSE or online at Bosun.com.
Iowa Catholic Radio, KWKY and K233BT Des Moines and KIHS Adel. It's 9 o'clock. We're starting the weekend Catholic style. You're listening to Dowling Catholic High School football on the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM and 94.5 FM.
And welcome back to Valley Stadium. We're underway here with 7.5 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter. Dowling kicking off. Connor James on the return for Sioux City West, and he gets the return out to beyond the 20 at the 22-yard line. And it'll be first down, Sioux City West. Dowling well in control here, 77-7 over Sioux City West. And, Dave, we're just trying to keep up with who's in the game.
Yeah, and that's not easy to do because they're shuffling them in and out every play almost.
Well, you got your defense in there now. I'll leave it up to you as Sioux City West with the ball. Here's the snap, and the quarterback goes back to throw. It's Abel Harker, and now he's under duress. He's going to be dropped back inside the 20-yard line. So Harker will lose yard. Let's go down to the Dowling sideline. That is where John Chido is at tonight, Johnny.
Well, that last drive was capped off by a sophomore, Keegan Johnson, with the handoff from another sophomore, Dominic Marasco. And I do want to mention, his uncle was going to make his first appearance of this game, but he didn't think his nephew would get in the ball game. So shame on him for not showing up.
Yeah, well, he showed up today at the golf outing. I saw him out there.
Yeah, he was. He's a little bit above par. His group. I don't think they did very well today.
Yeah, well, that was the group that went out there, John, that had erasers on their pencils.
I always question
that when you guys are playing competitive sports. I question that in golf.
Well, one of them wanted to play from the 150 markers because he was over a certain age. The senior tees, the 150 marker.
They have erasers on their pencils, and they come back, and the eraser's gone.
Yeah, you wonder what's been going on out there in the back nine. Yeah.
Well, we had to use it a couple times.
Yeah. Well, that's what we're talking about, Dominique's uncle. So, Darren, if you're out there, that's at you, buddy.
Well, he's probably feeding time right now, you know, with his new twin babies.
Yeah, you know, they're not too far away from here, as I understand. Is that right? You know, he can walk them over. Nice stroll. Beautiful night.
Of course, you can hear Denny O'Grady all the way from here to Railroad.
He would be kept updated. Huh? Yep, he would be kept updated. All right. For Sioux City West now, 3rd and 18 from their own 14-yard line. A couple of plays that went backwards. Back to throw is Harker. Fires the ball out. The pass is incomplete. Tried to hit Tyreek Harrell. And good coverage that time by the Dowling secondary, Dave. Dan Kodak on the coverage.
And Rex Gromkowski really leveled the quarterback.
You know, I give credit to the defensive back who was near the play broke it up, but the pressure in the backfield,
absolutely.
You do a great job with that, Dave, keeping those young men, because they're putting pressure on the quarterback to hurry his throw, and now it's 4th and 18.
And that quarterback felt that shot, a legal hit.
All right, punting time. Ortega from his own end zone gets it away with the wind at his back. High end over end short kick, bounces at the 35, and takes a Sioux City West bounce up to its own 45. So Dowling will start 1st and 10 from the Sioux City West 45-yard line with just under 5 minutes on the running clock remaining here in the fourth quarter. Dowling leading 77-7. At last report, it was Ankeny Centennial defeating Des Moines Lincoln. That's Dowling's next opponent, Des Moines Lincoln. That was in the second half. We'll get an update there. We'll continue to get updates. But it was 35-6 Centennial over Lincoln. So
wow.
Centennial woke up. They've been struggling a little bit.
They must have gotten some of their injured players back, because when they started the season, they were a loaded football team.
And a last report, Southeast Polk leading Indianola 13-7 down in Indianola. Waukee leading Des Moines Roosevelt 41-13 at Drake Stadium. And last report, Johnston leading Des Moines East 28-21. And Urbandale and Lewis Central tied at 7. And the Valley Tigers leading Fort Dodge 24-14. That's the updated scores we have.
Nice blocking on that play by Tom Nolan and Sean Petchu. If I said
what
his
number
name
is he?
Correctly, 74.
Paschal.
Paschal.
Paschal in there. All right. 2nd and 6 for the Maroons from the Sioux City West 41-yard line. And if there's a snap and the handoff. And running inside the 35 down to the 33-yard line is the ball carrier for Johnson. That's Tegan Johnson.
And Johnson really did a nice job following Tom Nolan, who did a little inside fold block up on the linebacker. Very nicely done.
All right, a quarterback for Dowling is Dominique Marasco. He's a sophomore quarterback. Of course, sophomores winning last night 31-0 out at Southeast Polk, as did the freshman in the preliminary game, 21-14. Is that right, Dave?
Yes, that game went back and forth. That was quite a football game.
So when Dowling plays the teams that are on the border, like Council Bluffs or Sioux City West, they try to pick up a sophomore or JV game or in a freshman game against one of the CIML teams, and last night it was Southeast Polk. There's a handoff off the middle. Marasco hands it off, and Hauschild carries it down inside the 25, near a first down. They're going to spot him down at the 23 of Sioux City West.
You know what's amazing, Mark, if you're at this game or can see it on the computer screen, watch the offensive line. At the end of the play, every single one of these players are 5 to 10 yards down the field blocking someone. It's just amazing the line surge that they're getting.
All right, 2nd and 1 for the Maroons. Line of scrimmage, a 23-yard line to Sioux City West. Marasco out of the pistol formation, and he's just going to take a knee.
Of course they do. As I say, watch the line surge, they take a knee.
So the ball will be spotted back to the 27-yard line, a loss of 4. All right, it'll be 3rd and 5 for Dowling. Out of the pistol formation, Marasco letting the play clock wind down. It's at 10 right now. And the Maroons are just going to try to not let the mercy rule get any larger. And Marasco gets the snap and takes a knee. And it'll bring up 4th down for the Maroons with a minute 20 remaining here in the contest. Dowling 77. Sioux City West 7, Mark Amadale, Dave Marcoulier, and John Chido with the broadcast tonight. Tegan Johnson, Quentin Wellmaker, a pair of second-half touchdowns for Dowling Catholic. Connor Jackman, a 74-yard run on the second play from scrimmage in the second half. Runs led 56-7 at halftime and lead at 77-7 right now. And on 4th down and 12, Marasco takes a knee, and it'll be 1st down. Sioux City West, and that might do it. They're going to let the clock continue to run, Dave, even though it's a dead ball. I believe both coaches agreed to this. As the Maroons now go to 1-0 in district play, they'll be 5-0 overall, and they'll set up a matchup next week against Des Moines Lincoln, who took a big knot on the noggin, as it were, as they lost the Centennial tonight, or losing the Centennial tonight. And this game has gone final. The teams are...
Sioux City's not even going to come out and run a play.
So we had about 20 seconds remaining. The game clock running down, but the team's on the field shaking hands. So Maroons all over Sioux City West, 77-7. Congratulations to head coach Tom Wilson and Dowling Catholic, who has now won their 15th in a row. And you can hear the fight song being played here. Final score over at up in Ankeny, Centennial 42-7 over Des Moines Lincoln. So,
wow,
Ankeny Centennial, a big win tonight.
We don't have a score on that Prairie Iowa City West game yet, do we?
You know that favorite thing that you found out how to do called Twitter?
Yeah.
That'd be something, the Prairie Hawks or the Iowa City West Trojans. And you can find some form of that. Again, the final, Dowling 77, Sioux City West 7. We went final here at Valley Stadium. And we want to recognize the Dowling King and Queen candidate, or Crown King candidates tonight. And that was Brian Spellman and Lily Creighton. Brian Spellman, the Dowling King of Homecoming, and Lily Creighton, Queen of the Homecoming. Also want to congratulate the Hall of Fame inductees that recognized today, and one of them, Mary Pick, was our halftime guest, so thanks to her. Congratulations to Zach Dillon, the class of 2001, Debbie Connor Kennedy from class of 1991, Ben Bozen from the class of 2011, Amara Darbo, class of 2012, and Spencer Navin from the class of 2010, your 2017 Dowling Catholic Hall of Fame inductees. Again, the final, Dowling 77-7, and Dave, you got your pen out. Okay. Total offense for the Maroons, 589 yards, and Maroons were averaging well over 500 yards for total offense. They pick up 589 tonight, Sioux City West with 129. Passing, Dowling passed for 121 yards, and Sioux City West with 100. And rushing, Dowling 468 yards on the ground in 37 attempts. Sioux City West 19 rushes for just 29 yards. Maroons were penalized 6 times for 35 yards, and Sioux City West penalized once for 15. Dowling had 26 first downs on the night. Sioux City West was 6. Time of possession, Dowling only had the ball 20 minutes. 20 minutes the whole game. Sioux City West had it nearly 28 minutes. And
you score 77 points.
77 points. That's pretty big plays there. All right, quarterbacks for the Maroons were Zach Prey and Blake Clark. Clark got the start. He went 3 of 6 passing for 53 yards and 2 touchdowns. Prey, 3 out of 4 passing for 68 yards. Quarterback Aiden Belt for Sioux City West, 12 of 27 passing, 1 interception for 98 yards and a touchdown. And Abel Harker came in, 2 of 3 passing for just 2 yards. On the ground, Jason Murray, who we didn't see in the second half, and rightly so, 10 carries for 163 yards and 2 touchdowns. Connor Jackman, 4 carries for 102 yards and a touchdown. And John Smith, 5 carries for 79 yards and a touchdown. Blake Clark, 5 carries for 41 yards. Aiden Belt was the leading ball carrier for Sioux City West. The Wolverine quarterback rushed the ball 5 times for 22 yards. Michael McWell, 5 carries for 11 yards. Receiving, Anthony Coppola tonight, 2 catches, 51 yards and a touchdown. Mason Heckman, 1 catch for 51 yards for Dowling. Jack Lyman had a catch for 11 yards for Sioux City West. Connor Beyer, 5 catches for 42 yards. And Alec Neiman, 4 catches for 40 yards. So that's a look at some of the offensive numbers, Dave. But again, the Dowling putting up not only on defensively, but putting up the numbers offensively with well over, close to almost 600 yards tonight.
Yeah, and that's when I stopped writing right there. Right? 589 total yards.
All right, the final score, 77-7. We'll take a two-minute break and come back with post-game activities here at Valley Stadium on Dowling's homecoming and Athletic Hall of Fame inductions and Catholic Football League recognition tonight, along with Dave Marcoulier and John Chido, Mark Amadale. Again, the final, Dowling 77, Sioux City West 7. We'll be back with our postgame show after these messages here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Skeffington's Formal Wear, for sponsoring Dowling Catholic High School football. In business since 1951, Skeffington's Formal Wear offers quality service, style, and selection, providing tuxedos, suits, and casual groom attire for weddings, proms, and any other special occasion. Skeffington's Formal Wear, with convenient locations in Des Moines, West Des Moines, Davenport, Coralville, and Ankeny. All locations are family-owned and operated by members in their respective communities, fitting you for life celebrations. Online at skeffingtons.com.
Steve DeVinny is proud to serve the Des Moines community at DeVinny Wealth Solutions of Raymond James. Steve has spent his more than 23-year financial services career helping his clients realize their financial goals through individual planning, professional advice, and dedicated personal service. Understanding each client is unique, Steve strives to help the individuals he serves solve their own specific investment and financial puzzle. Steve DeVinny at 221-2385 or at raymondjames.com/DeVinny Wealth Solutions. Raymond James & Associates, member New York Stock Exchange, SIPC.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, with two licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig. The Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines, 515-440-4610, online at ashworthvision.com.
Thank you, construction professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up, heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, construction professionals.
Broadcasting across central Iowa and heard on smartphones everywhere. We're the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
And welcome back to Valley Stadium here in West Des Moines. Dowling's homecoming tonight and Athletic Hall of Fame. Catholic Football League being recognized. Mark Amadale along with Dave Marcoulier. Dowling winning 77-7. Let's go down on the field. And our John Chido, our sideline reporter, has a couple of Dowling interviews with some players of this contest. And John, take it away.
I first got Malik McGregor, started linebacker on defense today. And the defense is what kick-started this ball game with Mitch Riggs with the pick and sign a set the tone for how the rest of the game went. Talk a little bit about that and your first start tonight.
We just came out strong, and our coaches told us to, but we just came out strong and defeated what we needed to do.
Mark, is there any question? And Dave, you got anything?
Mark, well, John, with Malik, and Malik, congratulations. You got your first start tonight at linebacker. Getting in there tonight, that had to be pretty exciting as you took the place of Jack Keogh, who was injured. And how'd that feel to be in there in that first snap?
Awesome. Like, I wasn't used to it, but I did my job.
Well, you're in there for a lot of plays, and talk about your experience at Dowling. You know, you've been biding your time, and tonight you get your opportunity to play, and I know you've been working hard. And as John Chido mentioned, you got to be pretty proud with how you played and the team tonight.
Yeah, because I go to the ICA, so I have to come to practice every day from ICA, and it's a good experience. I love it.
Well, ICA is at Iowa Christian Academy?
Yep.
All right. Well, we appreciate you doing that. Your senior year, so you've got to be pretty excited.
Yeah, it's fun.
Well, what's it like to be part of this team? You know, they're going for five championships. Have they told you that before you got over here?
Yeah, I was on the team last year, too.
I thought so.
Yep.
So... Well, the journey began tonight. First round, you know, the district game, this is where it all counts. And Malik, you know, talk about your, you know, how you're going to contribute to this team the rest of the way. You got a big game next week at Des Moines Lincoln.
We just all got to do our jobs, really. We just, if we all do our jobs, we'll come out victorious.
Well, congratulations on the start tonight. Did a great job. And thanks for visiting with us here in the postgame show.
Thank you.
All right, Malik McGregor, Dave Marcoulier, visiting with us. John Chido will get our next interview set up. But how about that young man who gets to take the place of Jack Keogh, who's injured? Jack will be back next week from what we understand, but that's got to be pretty exciting.
Yeah, it has to be exciting for these kids to be able to not only play, but to get in and start for Dowling Catholic.
All right, again, the final, Dowling 77, Sioux City West 7. Mark Amadale, Dave Marcoulier here in the press box. We're going down the field. John Chida, I remember this young man. He was playing center field in the middle of summer for Dowling in a state championship game, and that is Mr. Roaring. And Johnny, take it away with him.
Well, Zach, you're a captain tonight, and tell us a little bit about your leadership skills being a senior in the start of the season, how it's progressed this far.
Being a captain tonight is really special, especially since it's homecoming.
And every week we've just gotten better and better, and we're hopefully going to continue to get better and keep working hard. And as long as we play as a team, we'll be good. Hopefully get another state championship.
Well, that's a good point. And tonight was your first stepping stone in conference play. You had a nice catch. Your team got off to a fast start on defense, fast start on offense, and it just kind of went from there. A lot of new faces we saw tonight. Talk about how that builds team unity and your thoughts on that.
You know, everyone plays hard, everyone practices hard, and everyone out there deserves to be out there. I mean, team first, that's our motto, and the coaches preach it every week, and as long as we play together, no one can stop us.
Yeah, that team first mojo has been pretty good up to this point, huh?
Yeah, very.
Mark or Dave?
Well, Zach, you know, you had quite a year, you know, in baseball, part of the state football championship. Baseball, you got runner-up. You had what a run you had in baseball. And you didn't have much time between football and baseball, did you?
No, about 12 hours and then right to football camp. So.
And knowing your dad, the head baseball coach, I love his first name, Mark, by the way. He probably got your attention there because he's an ex-football coach.
Yeah, he is. He watches huddle more than I do, but, you know. But I love baseball and I love football, and I'm just glad to be at Dowling and playing both sports.
Well, you know, you got extra reps tonight, Jack Keel not playing, and you got the offensive reps. Malik got the defensive reps, and talk about being out there. You know, you bide your time, and, you know, the Dowling system, you're part of that system, and it's working hard every day, what you mentioned to John.
Yeah, it's very special. I mean, work hard, and then here comes your opportunities, and Jack Keel got hurt, so I had more time tonight, and hopefully I'll get more time next week, but we'll just see how it goes, and every play I'm in, I'm just grateful for that.
Well, this summer it was fun watching you either bat lead off or hit the bottom of the order, and now tonight you get to play a lot here in the game. So a lot of fun in baseball and certainly tonight, Zach.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, best of luck next week.
Thank you.
All right, Zach Warren, one of our interviews tonight here on the postgame show. We want to thank Malik McGregor and Zach Warren for being our player interviews. And John Chido's getting head coach Tom Wilson all set up. What a day it's been for him. He started out in the golf course this morning, recognizing the Catholic Football League, and then he had the Hall of Fame induction ceremony going on this afternoon, and now he's here tonight coaching this thing called football game and Dowling with a big win, 77-7. Let's go back down the field. John Chido has the head football coach at Dowling, Tom Wilson with him.
Well, Coach, you got off to another fast start to start the second half. Connor Jackman with a nice run and showed his burst of speed. It was, you know, I don't. You probably expected that for us that haven't seen that. That was a nice burst of speed and kind of left everybody in the dust behind him and was able to get in the end zone and kind of kickstart the second half. And then a lot of new faces we saw tonight.
Oh, you did. And you know, just one mention of Jackman, because he does have some speed and some talent. And we kept wanting him to keep everything inside. He wants to pop that thing outside all the time. And we always tell him that works in the Catholic Football League, but that's not going to work here. And he kept it inside that time. And then he popped it out after he got through the line of scrimmage, and then he went down the sideline. So obviously progress by him. But, you know, really the guys that came in up front came in and did a nice job and allowed a lot of running backs to get carries tonight and get positive yards.
In a game like this, is your game plan as you're going through the second half, how do you look at how it progressed and kind of your plan on getting guys in and kind of getting through that?
Well, it started really in the first half as I was communicating with the defense to make sure we're getting people in, and they had a plan of some DBs that they had to get in later. Really, everybody else had been in, but then we start rotating in wide receivers, because we've got quite a few of those. But then we'd brought up a couple young running backs, you know, just in case of something like this, in Tegan Johnson and Hoshilt. And so then we had Dominic Marasco. We asked to come up because of Zach Waters having mono. So we were able to get those guys in the ball game as well, and gives them a chance to get their feet wet. But, you know, this game is all about experience, and some of those younger guys getting under the bright lights for the first time, hopefully it pays dividends down the road.
I mean, it was great reps, too. I mean, when you're getting in that early in the game and they're getting good reps, and they played well and put up 77 points and held Sioux City West to 7. I mean, that's just great job getting these guys in and great reps for them.
It is, and, you know, I learned a long time always trying to coach next year's team, and really – you know, we want to reward a lot of seniors that have worked really hard. And then after we do that, then we want to start getting some of those younger guys in and get experience. And unfortunately, we're able to do that.
Mark or Dave, do you have anything for Coach?
You know, Coach, I'm at a lot of your practices, and I see how you work with these second and third string kids. And, you know, the playbook isn't shortened a whole lot. And I remember saying somewhere in the fourth quarter about that second line, how the line surge was just unbelievable. And the way these kids develop. Talk a little bit about how you work these kids in practice so they are developed and ready for a game like tonight.
Well, it's really important for us to just get them reps during individual. You know, Jim Williams does an awful lot of things, and one of them is he's going to coach every kid. Doesn't matter if it's a senior that's played for us for 3 years or somebody that may be out for football for the first time. And he and Pollock do a great job of making sure everybody gets individual. But then we make sure that we get the kids reps. It's not just the ones getting the reps all week. We try to work our way down the line so we're developing kids. And, you know, a prime example of that is Curtin going down early tonight, and then we plug Adam Topping in, and by the time things got along, I mean, we had Nate Collins in playing guard, and we had others as well. Pallardy was in there playing, so they've been around the program, quite a few of them, and they've earned the right to get in there, and I'm just glad we were able to give them the opportunity.
You know, one other thing that I noticed, and I frequently talk about it, is the blocking by your wide receivers. Those kids are unbelievable blockers, and I know they work very hard. I want to have you talk a little bit about their coach, Ryan Van Veen, about the job that he does preparing these kids week after week.
You know, we talk a lot as a staff is you get what you emphasize, and if you want physical blockers, you have to practice that way. And within his individual and drill work, Coach Van Veen has them blocking all the time. We tell them straight up, you know, in our offense, if you don't block, you can't play. And if it's not in the run game, it's you know, our bubbles and things like that that we throw on the perimeter. So if you can't block out there, it takes a big part of our offense away from us. So I think Coach Van Veen prepares them very, very well for that. They take great pride in it. It's emphasized not only in practice but in our film work. The great thing is seeing kids downfield. You know, it might be 30, 40 yards when Murray takes off or somebody else, and you've got guys down there blocking people. So, again, a great effort out of them, and Coach Van Veen does a great job for us in spite of being another Monroe guy. But he does a great job.
We're visiting with Tom Wilson, the head football coach of Dowling, following the Maroons' 77-7 win over Sioux City West. And, Coach, it all got started this morning. Had to go back to the Catholic Football League night. Was also recognized along with Hall of Fame. But this morning you were out at Blank at 9 o'clock raising money for Catholic Football League. And believe it or not, I don't know if you saw them, they all ran across the field from the north end zone to the south end zone. The kids beat the coaches again this year. I didn't know if you knew that, Coach.
I didn't, but I know they about ran over Coach Matt Campbell as they were coming through. So it was a great day. Started the golf tournament, and those guys at the Catholic Football League do a great job. Appreciate Blank and the Chidos for allowing us to have it out there. And hopefully that's one of many that we do, and it's the start of a great thing.
Well, we had a chance to talk to Mary Pick at halftime, one of the many inductees tonight of the Athletic Hall of Fame. And you and I both thought we were – she would never do it, but she did come up, and she was on the webcast for about 7 minutes. So we got that out of her tonight.
Well, that's good. She had a lot of people in today, a special, special, special person that, you know, allows a lot of us to do what we do. And you know, it's been said many times, she's the heartbeat of the athletic department, and I'm here to tell you it's absolutely true, and don't know what we'd do without her.
Well, Tom, we appreciate you taking time tonight. We'll see you next week at Des Moines Lincoln. By the way, Lincoln losing tonight 42-7 to Centennial.
All right, thank you.
All right, Tom Wilson, our guest here on the postgame show. We'll take a break and come back for final thoughts as Dowling defeats Sioux City West 77-7. The Maroons are now 5-0 on the season, 1-0 in district play. Sioux City West falls to 2-3 on the season and 0-1 in District 2 play. Along with Dave Marcoulet, Mark Hammondale, John Chido on the field. We'll be back to wrap things up from Valley Stadium on Dowling's homecoming and Athletic Hall of Fame and CFL night here on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with a mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Carbaca, Dr. Sarah Lucan, and Dr. Ben Nagel.
Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic sports and activities is provided by Kemin, using science to improve the world.
Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients used by the feed and food industries and the health, nutrition, and beauty markets.
Kemin's vision is to improve the quality of life by touching half the people of the world every day with their products and services.
Kemin, using science to improve the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Thank you, Mercy Medical Center, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. Mercy is a Catholic hospital that provides complete care for Central Iowans. Mercy has you covered with care for adults and children. From the cardiovascular care at the Iowa Heart Center to the pediatric services of Mercy's Children's Hospital and clinics. With more than 50 primary care clinics in the Des Moines area, there is a convenient Mercy location near you. Online at mercydesmoines.org. Mercy, live up.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, creating commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. Also serving your home needs by creating custom frameless shower doors, mirrors, glass tabletops, and specialty glass. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Design, fabrication, and installation. 515-222-4860. Online at tworiversglass.com. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Serving imaginations since 1992.
Spread the word. We're the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
And welcome back to the postgame show here on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network. Mark Amadale, Dave Marcouli, and John Chido as Dowling wins it 77-7 over Sioux City West. And up next for the Maroons, next week, Dowling on the road at Des Moines Lincoln. That game will be played at Hutchins Stadium. And we'll be on the air at 6:30, kickoff at 7 o'clock sharp as Dowling on the road at Des Moines Lincoln. And Dave, you remember being over there at Des Moines Lincoln. Coach Summey has been there for several years. I actually had a chance to coach him in high school basketball, and Derek now is a head football coach. So it'll be old home week for me. I'll take you around the neighborhood and such if you want.
Well, back in the day, we used to go over there all the time because that was one of the few fields because that was before Valley had
that's right.
This big field. So it was really Lincoln and North and Hoover.
Yeah, they all kind of shared it. Probably Tech at the time
right.
In some instances. Other scores we have in the Class 4A district football, Ankeny Centennial, 42-7 final over Des Moines Lincoln. Des Moines Lincoln is Dowling's next opponent. Waukee defeated Des Moines Roosevelt, 41-13 over at Drake Stadium. Johnston over Des Moines East, 41-28. Southeast Polk at last report leading Indianola, 20-7. And in a surprise, Des Moines Hoover leading Ankeny, 40-27 with 3 minutes remaining in that contest.
Holy cow.
Some surprise scores there, Dave. Injury's a big part of that Ankeny program right now. I know we saw that game one. Dowling ended up putting their quarterback out, and that was unfortunate for the for Ankeny because he played quarterback and it was a starting safety, so you lose a player at two positions.
Yeah, that is too bad because they had a pretty good football team, Mark, and I tell you, injuries can just kill a team.
All right, well, best of luck this week, sir, and we'll see you next week over. Do we need directions to get over to the south side?
You're
all right?
I'll make it.
Okay. Well, holler if you need anything.
I'll see you up in Ames Thursday night.
Yes, sir. We have sideline passes for Iowa State, Texas. Love that.
Looking forward to that.
We'll be analyzing that game in our own way.
Yeah. You know? Well, maybe Coach Campbell will want a little help on the calls.
Well, the kids almost ran him over tonight, the Catholic Football League kids. You heard Coach Wilson talk about that. How unfortunate, but I hope he'll be all right.
Yep.
All right. That'll wrap up our broadcast here on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Central Iowa Sports Network. Our thanks to our studio producer tonight, David Beltram, and right here at Valley Stadium, our thanks to all the folks at with the Central Iowa Sports Network. They do a great job, and Pete Tarpey and his group all here tonight, so we appreciate that. And our thanks to our business underwriters and supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio. And, of course, tonight, our halftime guest, which was Mary Pick, inducted into the Dowling Catholic Hall of Fame, and Ed Wallace with Catholic Football League. I want to thank John Chido for getting Ed involved with this. Appreciate his help. Our thanks to Athletic Director Ron Cook at Sioux City West and their head football coach, Joe Smits. And don't forget, next week, next Friday night, September 29th, Week 6, and District 2 football, number one Dowling taking on Des Moines Lincoln. We'll be at Hutchins Stadium, 6:30 for the pregame, kickoff at 7, and you can join us right here in Iowa Catholic Radio for Sioux City West. Their next game will be against Ames on Thursday night up at Olson Stadium on the campus of Morningside College at 7:30 as Sioux City West hosts Ames. Once again, the final score of tonight's game, Dowling 77, Sioux City West 7. For Dave Marcouli and John Chidle, this is Mark Amadale, and thanking you for listening to Iowa Catholic Radio here on 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and 1150 AM, and streaming online at iowacatholicradio.com. Until next week, this is Mark Amadale wishing you a safe and blessed faith-filled evening.
Our coverage of Dowling Catholic High School football is underwritten by
Ashworth Vision Clinic,
Construction Professionals,
Dental Associates,
Kemen Industries,
Mercy Medical,
Two Rivers Glass,
Catholic Tuition Organization,
R&R Realty,
St. Gregory Retreat Center,
Northwest Bank,
Tumia and Sons,
Lichtig Family Dentistry,
Bozen the Florist,
Skeffington's,
Steve Giovanni at Raymond James.
Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM. Join us next time, only on Iowa Catholic Radio.